think before the Yamim Tovim, we left off in the middle of the Tosis on Bob Amid Aleph. There's a big Tosis, Tzvicha Kenyan, the bottom Tosis, has two totally unrelated topics. The first half of the Tosis, they bring a whole bunch of Hoychoches from Gemaris that Mechila Eina Tzvicha Kenyan. If somebody owes me money and I say I forgo, I'm Moichel, so I cannot collect the money later, even though the Loiva never made a Kenyan with the Malva. The Chila does need a Kenyan. And the second half of Tosis, starting from the last line, is really a separate topic in the Tosis V'Harosh. I think two different paragraphs. Really should be two different paragraphs. Second topic, I think we began to discuss. The Tosis brings a few haychoches that Kinyan Suda does not require Eidus Lekim Adama. The same Tosis appears in other Mesichtas. Here it says, Baba Basu Daf Mem Visham. Then it says, Baba Tzia Daf Mem Vav Visham. Visham means that on the Daf, there's a Tosis that deals with the same topic. Then on the side it says, Ein Tosis Kedushin Samachei, Imamascha Le'ivru. Tosis and Kedushin, they bring all the same rites. So there the Tosis V'Harosh and Kiddushin writes, he doesn't understand what the whole topic is. Why did Tosis even have to bring Hachochis that Kinyan Suda doesn't require Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar? Why should anybody in his right mind think that you do need Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar? So that we know the Ravid is of the opinion that Kinyan Suda needs Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar. The Ravid is quoted by the Shita Mekubetzus and Bava Basra Daf Mem Amud Aleph. And we have it on the side of the Rambam also, the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam writes that when you make a kinyan, Ben Adam Lachaveroi, make kinyani mamon, kinyani karka, kinyani metaltalin. So there's no need for Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar. The Gemara has the expression, L'Ibri Sadi Ela L'Shakri. You only have the institution of Eidus if someone's going to deny what happened, someone's going to lie. But if everybody's telling the truth and everybody agrees to what the facts of the case are, then there's no need for Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar Kinyani Mamon. So the Rambam spells out Kinyani Karaka, Kinyani Metaltalim, Kinyan Suder, all cases. So the Ravid in the Hasogas on the Rambam writes, not everybody agrees by Kinyan Suder. The Ravid in the Shita Mekubetzus, there in Baba Basra Daf Mem points out, there are two different types of what we call Kinyan Chalipin. There's a Chalipin of Shoveh B'Shoveh, then there's a Chalipin of Kinyan Surah. Chalipin Shoveh B'Shoveh is Barer. That's HaMachlif Parah B'Hamor. I have a Hamor and you have a Parah, and I need a Parah and you need a Hamor. So Kimish Zachazeh is Chayzeh B'Chalipah. When one of them makes a Meshicha on the one from the other one, you make a Mashiach on my parah, so I'm kind of your chamor, without any need for an additional maisi kinyan. Kinyan chalipin, shove b'shove is a kinyan. Then there's a kinyan suder, where it's not shove b'shove. Kinyan suder, I give you a handkerchief, and I'm kind of a building that's worth $20 billion. And I'm going to have to pay the mea mekach. There is going to be a payment. So kinyan suder is another form of kinyan chalipin. We have two different kinds of kinyan chalipin. Tosis in Bab Menzi and Perek Hazov, and the Gemara talks about the two kinds of chalipins. So Tosis makes differences halacha l'maisa. Sometimes they have the same din, sometimes they don't have the same din. So they write it there in the Shit Mekubetz and says if you're dealing with a chalipin of Shavah B'Shavah, then there's no need for Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar. But if you're dealing with chalipin of Surah, what we call Kinyan Surah, Surah is a handkerchief. You give a handkerchief, then you do need Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar. Manish Tana, why should Surah require Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar? All other kinyani karke, kinyani mitaltalim, do not require Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar, only Suda does. Then there's another strange thing at Kinyan Chalipin, and we pointed out, the Nesivis quotes this from the Pnei Yeshua in Gittin, the third parak. The Gemara in Gittin talks, if you have a notzitz, you have a flower pot full of offer, and you have something growing. So if there's a hole on the bottom, then we assume that whatever's growing here is going to be yonik from the karka mitachas. So let's say it's an otzitz nokuv with some vegetables growing in Eretz Yisrael, fruits are vegetables, so it's chayv and shumas amaisus. Otz it's nokav is considered as if it's yoinik from the karka mitachas. If it's an otz shein a nokav, there's no hole on the bottom, then it's not yoinik from the karka mitachas. Tosis and Gittin talk sometimes, you don't need a nekev. Depends whether the otz is, what material is it made from? Is it made from wood or is it made from cheres? Whatever, but the Gemara has this famous distinction. If it's an otz, it's nokav, what grows inside is dinik karka. it's considered yonik from the ground. If it's not to shein anoka, it has no nekam on the bottom, that it's not yonik from the ground bitacha, so then it's dinakim metalfalim. So the Gemara said the exact same flower pot. If it has a nekiv on the bottom, then dina kikarka. So then you could be cutting with kinyah chazoka. If you dig a little bit, rafak bapurta, you dig a little bit in the offer and the otzitz, then you can be cutting with chazoka. But you can't be cutting with hagbo. And if it's an otzitz shein on akub, then you can be cutting by picking it up hagbo, and you cannot be cutting with chazoka. So it's the exact same flower pot, the same digging the offer around, and the same picking it up bo. So the Pnei Yeshua has two pshatim on the Gemara. So the pshat that the Nesivus accepts from the Pnei Yeshua is, you see from this Gemara, you saw it, kinyoni karka, only work on karka, don't work on betaltum, kinyoni betaltum, only work on betaltum, they don't work on karka. Even though usually you can't be kind of a house b'hagbo, you can't be kind of field b'hagbo, how are you going to pick up the house? How are you going to pick up the field? It's physically impossible. But you see from this Gemara, even if it is physically possible, if it's an otz, it's nakuv, and it's yoni from the ground, and it's dina karka, so karka is not nikta b'hagbo, even though you're doing the exact same hagbo. And you see from the Gemara also that chazok doesn't work on metaltalin. The Minchas Chinuch has at the end of Chumash Vayikra, the pasuk says, v'chizim karmim kala misecha kana mi'an misecha al tonu isha sochi, the dina v'aynoa by mechira. That when you sell or you buy, chizim karmim kala misecha, the moicher shouldn't cheat the lekech by overcharging, and the lekech shouldn't cheat the moicher by fooling him into accepting less than it's really worth. You're not allowed to cheat in business deals. So the Sefer Achinoch counts the din of Aino as one din, then he counts as another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Mekar HaMemkar, that the kinyonim exist. There is no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah seseh of Mekar HaMemkar. It means the institution of kinyonim. So he counts the institution of kinyonim. He counts that as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Like in the days of the Goyim, the Baha counts Parshios. The Rambam is not so keen about counting Parshios, but the Rambam also counts certain things. He counts up Parshios. So here also, the Sefer Chinuch counts the institution of Kinyonim. So the Minchas Chinuch on that mitzvah towards the end of Chumash Vayikra, and the Sefer Chinuch quotes the Parsha of Kinyonim. So the Minchas Chinuch tells you to look in a Piskei HaTosfos, whoever looks there. People know what the Piskei HaTosfos is. At the end of the Masechta, before the Rosh is the first one after the Masechta, but before the Rosh you have the Piskei HaTosfos. So the Piskei HaTosfos don't always correspond to our set of Tosfos. Sometimes there are things there that we don't have, so sometimes the printer left it out in the Tosfos in order to fit it in on the page. Sometimes the printer left out a Tosfos, and sometimes he's working with a whole different set of Tosfos in that the printer didn't have that manuscript at all. So there's a Piskei HaTosfos. It's worth looking. Once in a while you find something fascinating in a Piskei HaTosfos. So there's a Piskei HaTosfos in the beginning of the second parak in Bechoris. What's it doing in Bechoris? The Gemara in Bechoris is talking about a Jew selling a Bechor, selling a Behemah HaMavakeris to a non-Jew. Or a Jew selling a Chamor that's about Chamoro, about to give birth. So the Jew sells a shutfus to the guy, so he won't. There won't be a din of Chor Behemator when the Vlad will be born. If it turns out to be a male Vlad, there won't be a din of Petach Chamor, or there won't be a din of Chor Behemator. So the Mishnah is talking about this. So the Gemara discusses how exactly in Metzias, how did a Jew make a kinyan with a non-Jew on Metaltalim? And there are other Gemaras in Cheskes Abatim. How does a Jew make a kinyan with a non-Jew regarding karka? The dinim are not exactly the same. If a Jew with a Jew is selling karka metaltalim, that's one set of kinyanim. If a Jew deals with a non-Jew, so sometimes the dinim are not the same. So that's why this is discussed at the beginning of the second parak in Maseches Bechoris. In the middle of Avodah Zarah, you also have a Jew is selling wine to a non-Jew. The wine is kosher. So if the non-Jew is going to handle the wine before he makes the kinyan, so he handles it, it becomes asa b'hanor. Today, we're mekel that the nochrim are not b'kiyim b'nisuch, most of the non-Jews, unless he's a galach in a church, but most of the non-Jews are not involved in nisuch hayayin. So if a non-Jew handles wine, even a non-Jew manufactures wine, mi'ikir adin, it's muta b'hanor. We are machmal l'chatchil, it's asa b'hanor. But if it's an issue of hefsid merubah, then we revert back to the ikir adin. The ikir adin is manazeh. Since the nochem are not became an isuch, so the wine is only also b'shtiyah, and it's muta b'hanor. But in the days of the Gemara, where the nochem would became b'nisuch, so the wine that would be handled, the wine that would be manufactured by a non-Jew, would be also b'hanor as well. So if I'm selling wine to the non-Jew and he sticks his finger in before he's koine it, so he just made it osabano, and then I can't charge money for it. I'm getting hanah. If I sell the stam yenam, which is osabano, I sell it to a guy, and he's going to pay me money, so I'm getting hanah. When he handles the wine, maybe I can make him pay me tamor mamazik. If he'll go for that, I'll tell the guy, you just acid my wine by sticking your finger in it, so you're an Adama Mazik. He may not appreciate that. He may not want to pay. What kind of Adama Mazik? You buy wine, you want to taste it first. I stick my cup in, he sticks his cup and wants to taste the wine. So the Gemara there talks about which kinyanim work. When you're selling wine to a Nochri, you have to make sure the Nochri is kind of the wine before he handles the wine. So that's part of the discussion is there. How do you send the Taltalim to a Nochri? So there's a Piske HaTaisis, we don't have this anywhere in Taisis. The Piske HaTaisis, in the beginning of the second parak in Mcheres, where they quote from Abala Taisis, who says that Kinyan Chazoke, when you make a Chazoke and Karka, not only works on Karka, it works on Betalpilim as well. So the Minchas Chinuch says that's against this Gemara in the third parak in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin seems to say Beferish that if we, and the Pnei Shul points it out, if you have an Otz, it's Nokov is Dinika Karka, Otz Shena Nokov is Dinika Betalpilim. So when it's dina kimetaltalim, then hagbol works and chazoka does not work. When it's dina kikarka, then chazoka does work and hagbol doesn't work. So the pashup pshat, that's the simple pshat. That's the pshat in the Pnei Yeshua that the Nesivus accepts in Choshim Mishpah. Nesivus very often quotes Ketos HaNesivus. They often quote from the Pnei Yeshua. Sometimes they agree, sometimes they disagree. So here the Nesivus quotes this. The kinyan and karka don't work on metaltalim. Kinyan and metaltalim don't work on karka. What about Chalipin? So Chalipin, the Gemara says in Kiddushin. Mishnayis in Kiddushin start off, the Mesich, the Kiddushin, that starts off, Huisha Niknis. How do you make a Kenyan to get married? And then it says, how do you koine Karka? How do you koine Metalpam? How do you koine Eved Ivi? How do you koine Eved Kanani? And how do you sell an Eved Kanani? So you have a series of Mishnayis. So the Gemara points out that Kenyan Chalipin, Kenyan Suda, works both on Karka and the Metalpam. It's a Beferish Gemara like that. So that's haloi dovahu, isn't that unusual? That's a yotzim and a klal. Usually kinyon and karka don't work on metaltalim. Kinyon and metaltalim don't work on karka. So recently someone published the ksaviyad from a balatosis, a Megillas Rus. So most of the ksaviyad was missing in this big fat volume that's called Yeshurim, the black fat volumes. So someone had a manuscript from a balatosis, a Megillas Rus, but the whole manuscript is missing. He only had those few pages on the Kenyan Sudur. So one of the things he has on the Kenyan Sudur is, why does Chalipin work both on Karka and on Metalfalim? And the Gemara in the beginning, Kiddushin, Dav Gimla Manalaf had a Havamina, that you can be Mekushanisha with Kiddushin also, with Sudur also. The Gemara explains why it doesn't work, but the Gemara had a Havamina, it should work. Why is it a Chalipin? Manishtana, how can Chalipin is good both on Karka and Metalfalim? The answer is because the pasuk says the zos lefan b'yisrael ala gula ala tmura lekayim kol dover. So kol dover means anything and everything. It works both on karka and metalflim, and there was even a habamina that kol dover should include even kiddusha isha. The Gemara explains why that doesn't, it doesn't go so far. So taka, how do you understand that? Why should chalipin be different? Why should kinyan suder be different from all the other kinyanim? Usually kinyan and karka don't work on metalflim, kinyan and metalflim don't work on karka. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say over from Rav Chaim, that Kinyan Suda is not a Kinyan Karka, it's not a Kinyan Metaltalim, it's the truth of the matter, it's not a Maisi Kinyan at all. There's a Machloikis in the Gemara in Perek HaZov, how do you do Chalipin? It says, so me, Nosan Lemi, who gave the Nal? That's not my question, what does the word Nal mean? So we usually assume Nal, but Nal means a shoe. So the Targum on that pasuk says Nal means a glove. That's a chiddush already. Targum says on that pasuk Nal means a glove. There used to be a professor at the Jewish Theological Seminary down the block on Broadway. So Professor Louis Ginsberg. So he put out the. He's famous. He put out the. I think 7 volumes, Legends of the Jews. I think it was originally put out in German. My father had it in English in the house. So the 4 volumes where he quotes all the Midrashim from all over the world, every Midrash and Ksaviyat, anything they had available, on anything in Tanakh, everything in Tanakh. And then he has 3 volumes of footnotes on all the Midrashim. So in his, the footnotes are fantastic. So in his footnotes, he has a suggestion that the Targum probably, he's guessing, Targum probably said, Nal means a glove, that no one should think that it has anything to do with Chalitza. Because the Rabban Chumash says that the story in Megillas Rus was that they had they did chalitza, even though it was a distant relative. It wasn't a brother of the mace. So the Ramban says that Kodim Matan Torah, the meaning was like this, but the story Megillas Rus was Lachem Matan Torah. What has got to do with Kodim Matan Torah? So that's what Louis Ginsberg has the suggestion that. That the Targum writes that Nal means a glove because the Targum didn't want anybody to think that it has anything to do with Chalitz. Could be. It's an interesting suggestion. So the Gemara has a machlekes, Rabbi Levi, mi nosan lemi, shalafish nal v'nosan l'riyeh. The Makna gave it to the Koina gave it to the Makna. Tosfos quotes a Rashi there in Perek Hazov that this Rashi claims there's one opinion in the Gemara. Either way is good. Either the Koina gives it to the Makna, the gives it to the Koina. It doesn't make a difference who gives it to whom. What kind of a kinyan is this? Does make a difference who gives it to whom? How could that be? Very strange. That's why Rav Chaim Soloveitchik suggested that when you give over the chalip and you give over the suda, you give the kli, it's just a symbolic act that demonstrates the fact that there's a strong gemiras das, and your kinyan takes place by virtue of the fact that there's a gemiras das. Usually we say the first line in the Rambam Hilchas Mechirat, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the opening line is Ein Hamekech Nikne B'Dvar. Just by talking, I can't declare that this Gemara should hereby belong to you, and the apartment that I live in that belongs to me should belong to you. It can't be makne ownership of karka metafon just B'Dvar. So that's not exactly true. We have a few rare cases where we say when there's an indication that there's a strong Gemiras Das, then the kinyan can be chal B'Das alone. It's such a long Rashash in Pchoris quotes a whole bunch of Gemaras like that. And then the Chazanish in Chelek Choshim Mishpat, at the beginning of the Chazanish, before he starts his Sefer, he has two long pages from his father. His father collected all the Gemaras. His father didn't have a Vilna Shas with the Rashash. So his father collected all the Gemaras that the Rashash quotes, plus more. And they put together a whole bunch of Makoris that you have rare cases where Hamekech is Nikne Midvarim. When you have strong Gemiras Das, even though there was no Maisa Kinyan, so then you say that the transfer of ownership can't take effect even without any Maisa Kinyan. So that's Rav Chaim thought that the idea behind Chalipin is it's a symbolic act, it's not a Kinyan. Why should it be a Kinyan? It's a symbolic act that there's a strong Gemiras Das, and the Das alone accomplishes the Kinyan. So that's what the Raibit is of the opinion, that to strengthen the Das, you need a stronger Gemiras Das. A plain das makna, that's not enough to be makna b'dvarim alone. You need a stronger das. If you have edus l'kiyum adavar, the das is being expressed in public in the presence of two kosher witnesses. So that elevates the level of das. It's a stronger gemiras das. And that accomplishes that the das can make the kinyan. So that's why it works both by karka and metatlam. It was never formulated, neither is a kinyan karka nor is a kinyan metatlam. It's not a kinyan at all. Just a symbolic act that demonstrates that there's a strong Gemiras Das. The Das accomplishes the kinyan. So that can work both on, it works to be Makna Karka, to be Makna Metalfalim, and to create a Hischaibus also. The Gemara says many times, if I say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000. So the Ramam Shita is that I'm a chuyiv to pay. The Ramam has a unique Shita. The Ktzos couldn't believe that the Rambam said that. So the Ktzos, in the beginning of Simen Mem, but the Ktzos reinterprets the Rambam. So everybody knows that that's not so. The Rambam has a unique shita. The Rambam holds that that it is so. But Tosfos holds like that. Tosfos become and become, as Tosfos writes like that. Just like the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Nuchas Mechir, Ein HaMekech Nikne B'Dvarim, it can't transfer ownership of an object, just B'Das alone. So Tosfos holds as this, the Rambam holds that's only to transfer ownership of an object that belongs to me, either karka or metatlim, so that you need a maisa kinyan. But to create hischaibus, you don't need a maisa kinyan, just bedvarim alone. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says to create hischaibus, also you need a maisa kinyan. So the maisa kinyan to create hischaibus is either shtar or chalipin. If konam yodim, whenever you make a kinyan chalipin, then you can create a hischaibus. So why is that? Why is that that chalipin can be koina his chayvus, can be koina karka, can be koina metalton? The answer is, it was never formulated as a maisa kinyan mechlal. It's an indication, it's a symbolic act that there's a strong gemiras das, and the strong gemiras das can create a his chayvus moment, can create a kinyan, both a karka and a metalton. This is also Rav Baruch Ber in his sefer on Kiddushin, quotes this in the name Rab Chaim, but when Rab Baruch Ver didn't have a good style of writing, had a very difficult style, the Talmidim asked him that they wanted to write up the Shurim for him. He used to have a nephew by the name of Rabbi Leibowitz. His name was Rabbi Leibowitz. He had a nephew, Rabbi Leibowitz. He used to live in Bensonhurst. So he told us he was part of the group that yes, Rabbi Baruch Ber, they wanted to write up his shurim to print them. So they said they'll show him a sample. So he gave a shir and they wrote it up by Harchava. They quoted all the Marmakaimas, every Gemara, every Rambam, every Makkah that he quoted, and they explained everything well. And they gave it to him and they thought he's going to approve it. So he said, no, you have to write like the Rebbe. You have to like to write like Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim condensed and condensed and condensed. A lot of times you don't know what Rab Chaim wants because he condensed too much. Sometimes Rab Chaim writes some of the pieces in Chiddush Rab Chaim or the Rambam can't be understood because he condensed too much. So Baruch Be'er took everything from Rab Chaim. That's the way it's supposed to be. So he didn't like the way the Talmidim wrote it. So he wrote it himself. So we don't understand what he said. So this Shia that Rab Baruch Be'er quotes from Rab Chaim, this Rab Soloveitchik said over. So now we understand. He quotes that there's in the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, towards the end of Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam starts a perek with the word Shlosha Ein Mikha Mekach Ve'emem Kerem Kadvar Torah. There are three people who don't have the ability to make Inyanim in our Torah. The three people are Cheru Shoyt V'Kotten, because Cheru Shoyt V'Kotten Allah B'nei Das. So the Rambam says that's Min HaTorah, but Midrabanan, the din is that the cotton shehigia loynes haputis, if the cotton is a yosim. If the cotton is not a yosim, so there's no need to make a takon for him. But if it's a young kid who's a yosim, so he has to make a living, he has to sell Kool-Aid, he has to sell newspapers, he has to sell hadassim, arovas, whatever, he has to make a parnasa somehow. So they made a takon and mishum kedei chayev, that he should be able to make a parnasa. So mikra mekach hamem kere memka bimetal, tell him if he sells karka, where fate is going to fall in. The kid may not realize that they're fooling him. So they never made a takana like that. Yeah, this is the beginning of Perek Chav Tes in Hilchas Mechira. The Perek begins with the word Shlosha, Ein Mikha Mekech Ve'imam Ker Memke Din Tara Cherishot V'Kotten. And then he says, Mide Rabbanan, they made a takana if he's a Yosem, HaKotten Shigia Loines HaPutas, Kibar Shiz, Kibar Sheva, 6 years old, 7 years old, he understands what Mekah and Memka is all about. He has an apotropis, or he has a father, so there's no need to make a takana for him. But if he's a yosim, has no father, ain't lo apotropis, and then he made a takana, whatever he sells and he buys, a mikra mekach memker memke mimetaltalim, except for halacha tes, that's halacha ches, perkov tes, halacha aleph, says shlosh ein mikra mekach memker memke. Halacha Ches, he makes the takana of the Rabban. Halacha Tes, he says, the ain kinyan, he spells kinyan, kuf nun, yud, yud, nun. When you want to say kinyan suder, then you call a kinyan with two yuds. Kinyan with one yud could mean any kinyan. Kinyan with two yuds often, not always, often refers to the kinyan. The kinyan means the kinyan suder. So the Rambam holds, the Raibit is masag on this Rambam. The Raibit disagrees. The Hasogas Raibit is printed out of it's the Hasogas HaRaibit is on Halacha Ches. So there's a long paragraph that has 10 lines. So the last 5 lines, the Raibit is Masik on Halacha Tes also. So the Rambam writes that Kinya Halipan doesn't help if a cotton is selling. He can't be mocked to somebody else like the Kinya Halipan. Veina Kinya Mena Cotton Klum. He gives a strange reason. Sha Kinyan Bishtar. Normally, Stam Kinyan Liksiva Oimet. If I sell you a house and you paid money for it, you made it to Kinyan Chazaka, so the Edim have no right to write a shtar unless I authorize them to. If the Edim are going to write a shtar without authorization, that's Mipiyam Elohim Piksovim. The only time it has the status of a shtar is if it's written Mi Das HaMeschayev. The one against whom the shtar is testifying, he's the Das HaMeschayev. So if I sold you a house, everybody knows the house used to belong to me. I sold you the house, I have to authorize the Edim to write the shtar. So if I sold you the house b'chazoke, or I sold you the house b'kesef, so you have to authorize the Edim, the mecher has to authorize the Edim to write the shtar. If I sold the house b'kinya chazoke, so then, if I sold the house b'kinya chalipin, so the Gemara says, stam kinyan l'ksiva oimet. B'stoma we assume that he's authorizing the Edom to write, unless he says Beferish otherwise. He says, I'm selling you the house of a Kinyan Chalipin, but I don't authorize the Edom to write a Shtam. Nish is Nish. But we say Stam Kinyan. Stam means he didn't say one way or the other, so we assume Stam Kinyan, Liksiva, I mean, it's self understood that the Edom have a right to write a Shtam. So the Rama gives a very strange explanation. If the cotton sells Ayidei Chalipin, the cotton has the right to sell metaltalim mishum kedei chayov, but he can't make a kinyan chalipin because if it would have been
a kinyanim, whatever das is, will define hafla based on that. But if it's different level of das, then how can you tell split?
That's a good kasha. That's a very good kasha. One Tana learns that from the pasuk Yishki Achli Linda Edenozel Hashem, he learns that asmachta is no good by haflor. So just because no good by haflor, how does it prove it's no good by mekach hamemka? That's a murderous kasha. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about that. Then Gilyani Hashas. It's a very strong kasha. Okay, we should try to get there. Okay, one of these days we'll try to reach that chafen. Okay. So that is the topic. The second half of the Tosfos, the Tosfos Harosh there in Kiddushin on that daf, Samachay on the base, where Tosfos goes through all the rayas again. So the Tosfos Harosh says he doesn't understand Mechalam. Why did he have to bring rice? It's a double poshet. Libi sadi ala l'shakri. So the answer is no, because the Gemara in Bava Basra daf Mem says Kinyan bifnei shnayim. Other Rishonim have the word Kinyan with two yuds. Kuf nun yud yud nun. Kinyan sudip means. It's obvious when the context of it is Kinyan Sudah Bifnei Shnayim Bein Tzarech Lamek Seifu. So the Raibet understood Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim means Kinyan Sudah, in order to be valid, has to be made in the presence of two witnesses, otherwise it's not Chal. The other Rishonim say, no, there is no such din. Taisus and the Ram say, there is no such din. So how do you read that sentence? It's one sentence, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Bein Tzarech Lamek Seifu. If he made a Kinyan Sudah in the presence of two witnesses, the two witnesses have the right to write a shtar, even though he never authorized them explicitly, because Tam Kinyan Tziva Oimen. But the writer understood that there's a semicolon here. Kinyan Mifnei Shnayim, semicolon, that's one statement. Kinyan Tzuda must be made in the presence of Edus Lekim Adover. And then another sentence is Vein Tzach Lai Mekzoivu, that's Tam Kinyan Tziva Oimen. There are two dinim, two sentences. Tosis only quoted the first half of the sentence, Kinyan Mifnei Shnayim, to mislead you into, that's what they're asking, to mislead you into believing that Kinyan Sudah needs Eidus L'Kim Adover. So then they prove that it's not true. So how do you read that line? The answer is no. It's one sentence. Kinyan Mifnei Shnayim Ein Tzarech Lamek Seifu. If a Kinyan Sudah is made in the presence of the witnesses, then Stam Kinyan L'Ksiv Oimed, you don't have to tell the Eidim. You don't have to authorize the Eidim. It's self-understood they have a right to write a Shtam. So that's the second topic that Tosfos raises over here. Tosfos thought they have a rife in the Gemara. It's not such a hot raya. This Bala Tosfos, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Mordechai, Hoyeroga Loimar, he used to say, like the Ravid, that you need Eidus L'Kim Adov. Mikan Chazabo, he backed out from this Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara says that Pshara Tzvicha Kinyan, and there's one Tana that Pshara Bifnei Echod. So we're going to have the Eidus L'Kim Adov. So Mikan Chazabah, the Rivon backed out. So Tosfos says, he didn't have to back out from this Gemara. It means, there's only going to be one dime. Maybe there are a lot of Balabatim sitting there who are going to watch when he make the Kinyan Chalita. How do you really prove from this Gemara? How can you really prove from this Gemara? It's not such a hot rod. Anyway, he backed out. Allah Almighty said, that's what we assume like the Rambam. We don't follow that rabbi. We assume you don't need Eidus L'Kim Adov by Kinyan Chalipin. That's the second topic, yeah. What was the first topic, the first half of the Tosfos? So the first half of the Tosfos is the topic of Mechila Ein HaTzvicha Kinyan. They bring a lot of rayas to prove that that is the case. The Mechila Ein HaTzvicha Kinyan. If you owe me, what do you mean Mechila? I say, I'm moichel my jacket to you. There's no mechila on the bien. You can't be moichel. I say, I'm moichel my gemara to you. Can't be moichel a gemara. You can be moichel if somebody owes me money. I can be moichel. Or if I have a schus, either someone owes me money, a choiv, or I have a schus. Let's say I paid you that I have the right to use your gemaras the next month whenever I need. I already paid you and I got the right. And then later on, I'm mechal d'schus. So once I'm mechal d'schus, so there's no need for a kinyan. You can't back out from that. So Tosfos brings a lot of hechoches that is the case. Yeah, one of the many hechoches that they quote is ksubis daf kuv dalet omed aleph. The Gemara says almana sheshoso chaf heishanim, but the tovik subasa mistama machlo. The husband died 26 years ago, and she never asked for the ksuba from the yisaimim. She's living in a house where she used to live while her husband was alive, and the yisaimim are supporting her. Amon and yisaimim minichse yisaimim. She's being supported, and she didn't ask for the ksuba. If you owe me a halva from 50 years ago and you haven't paid back, you got to pay back. There's no time limit. There's no limit. No assumption that I'm meichel. But if it's a ksuba and she was living in the home of the yisaimim, so we assume that shasa chafeshanim v'loy tavik sabasa mistama machla. There is a machlokes achreinim diktzay sachoshin quotes from a sefer that was written before his on choshim mishma. I think it's called Mizgeres al Shulchan or something. He quotes one of the achreinim that what if I'm meichel b'leiv? What if you owe me money and I make up my mind with such good friends and you need money and I have more than enough money, so I'm meichel you in my heart. And then later on, we're not so friendly, and then later on, I decide I'm going to ask you to pay me the money. I never told you that I was meichel you. So you don't even know. So the Ktzais quotes, one of the Achrayinim says that mechil b'leiv is a valid mechil, even though the one to whom I was meichel is not aware of it. No one is aware. There are no witnesses. No one is aware of it. Mechila b'leiv is valid, and you don't apply dvarm shebelev ein advarim. The Gemara has a whole sugi in kedushan and daf tes and daf nun. Dvarm shebelev ein advarim, but mechila b'leiv is good. So the Ktzais Achayshin, and he brings as one of his rayas this Gemara ksubis. Almanu sheshasa chafishana b'letovik sabasim mistama machla. She never said a word to anybody. She never said that she's meichel. So nonetheless, mechila b'leiv is a good mechila. So the Ktzais Achayshin said that's not a good raya. Because even though the Gemara comes to the conclusion there in Ksubas and Daf Memtes, that Dvarm Shabalev ain't a Dvarim, but if it's an Umdar in the Muchach, then you don't call it Dvarm Shabalev. Whatever is an Umdar in the Muchach, the Rishayim coined the expression that's Dvarm Shabalev Babalev Kalodim. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. So that's not called Dvarm Shabalev. So the Ktzais HaChoshen disagrees with this Mizgeres al Shulchan, the one before him. He thinks that Mechila is only valid if I make it clear to others that I'm being moichel. But the Amon Shishasa Chafeishanim, that's an umder in the Muchach. So that's equivalent to Dvarm Shabaliba, Balev Kalodom, that the Denim Chila is valid. But otherwise, Mechila Balev will not be good based on the principle of Dvarm Shabalev and Dvarm. And the Nesivis takes issue with the Ktzos over there, and he quotes a Rashba on Daf Mem Tes in Kiddushin, where the Rashba quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz. The Rashba quotes in Sefer Yireim by Rav Lezer Mimitz. Rav Lezer Mimitz was a Talmud of the Rabbi Natan. Metz is a city in France. That's where the Shagazari was their rabbi a few centuries after Rav Lezer Mimitz. The Balabatim in Metz are very proud. The Shagazari was their rabbi. It wasn't during their lifetime. Shagazari was their rabbi in the 1700s. On Sundays, I learned with a Balabas in the base matters. He married a girl from Metz. So he says his in-laws always brag about their rabbi was the Shagasari. Like Max Stern, came from the city Fulda. Mr. Max Stern, who paid for Stern College. So he came from the city Fulda, a city in Germany. So he would brag, the Rav in their city was the Maram Schiff. So I was looking at him once, how old is this man? Maram Schiff. So then they told me, no, that's the way they talk. The Rav in our city was the Maram Schiff. So that's what they say, the Shagasari lived in the 1700s. The Rav in Metz was the Shagasari. So the Rav Lezer in Metz was also in the same city, Metz, okay. So the Rashba in there in Kiddushin, Daf Tes, quotes the Sefer Yireim by Rav Lezer in Metz, who asks Akasha. The Mishnah has a case, a fellow is being mafrish, Trumas and Maisvis, and by mistake, he's mafrish a carbon. He says, this should be an oiler, this should be a shlamim, and he made a mistake, he said the wrong thing. So the Mishnah says in Mishnah's Trumas that what he said is not chal. He said this should be an oila, and he really meant a shlamim. So the oila is not chal. It's a mistake. So the Rabbi Elazar Meretz asked the kasha, but what happened to the din of dvarim shebalei v'ein dvarim? Or the Gemara has another din. There's a pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach. After Korach was ma'arer al hakohuna, as she quotes on the Tanoim, after Korach was ma'arer al hakohuna, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to secure the kohuna with the chof dalad matnas kohuna for the kohanim. So at the end of Parshas Korach, after the whole rebellion is over, so the psukim review many of the chof dalad matnas kohuna. Doesn't have a full list of all of them. Reviews a lot of the matnas kohuna. So one of them that's mentioned is that you have to give maisa min ha-maisa. When the Levi gets maisa rishon, has to take out maisa min ha-maisa and give it to the kohen. So the pasuk reads, "V'nechshav lechem trumas chem." When the Levi gives the trumas maisa to the kohen, "V'nechshav lechem trumas chem." Kadogem min ha-gor mecham le'em min ha-yekva. Has the exact same din as truma gedoyla, that the farmer is mafrish 2%. The farmer's mafrish was 2% from everything as truma, and then he gives 10% to the Levi, so the Levi has to take out 10% from the 10%, ma'isim and ma'isim, give it to the kohen. So that has the exact same status as truma gedoyla. V'nechshav lechem trumaschem, kadogem min ha-gor v'cham le'em min ha-yekim. So the word v'nechshav means it's considered like. It has the same status. Ma'isim and ma'isim is shem echod with truma gedoyla. There's a Mishnah Me'ila that says, let's say a person eats a half a kazais of chazer and a half a kazais of basa b'cholav. So we paskin that he doesn't get malchus. Machlekes ha-tanoim, we paskin you don't get malchus. Oh, we discussed it on Dav Dalet. With the dam b'cholav basa, we discussed it on that Tosis there. So Tosis quotes that Mishnah Me'ila. It's only mitzdar from Yachad if it's shem echad, shirem shavim mishmaseim shavim. It has to be shem echad. So if you ate a half a kazais of chazer and a half a kazais of basa b'cholav, it's not Shem Echod, it's not Shmaseim Shavim, so it's not Mitztarfim. So the Mishnah says, what if I'm not a Kohen, and I eat a quarter of a Kezais of Chala, a quarter of a Kezais of Truma, a quarter of a Kezais of Bikurim, and a quarter of a Kezais of Maisa and Amaisa. So the Mishnah says, Mitztarfim, because it's all Shem Echod, it's all Truma. As based on these psukim, Menechshav lechem trumaschem, the Maisa and Amaisa has the, Menechshav is Choshev, exactly has the same status, has the exact same din as Truma Gedoyla, and it's called Shem Echad. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the word V'nechshav. Truma Nitelos B'machshav. That's clearly not the Pshuto Shal Mikra. Pshuto Shal Mikra means Zechashuv Kemozeh. This is considered like that. Maisa Mena Maisa has the same status, has the exact same din as Truma Gedoyla, which has the same din as Chala, the same din as Bikur. And the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. Menechshav, if a farmer has 100 bushels of whatever he grows, and he has in mind, I want these 2 bushels to become Truma Gedoyla, so Truma Nitelos B'machshav. It's Chal B'machshav. Menechshav Lechem Truma Aschem, Truma Nitelos B'machshav. So the Rabbi Elazar Mimitz and the Sefer Yerim is bothered with Akasha. Why don't you say over there also, the Dvarim Shebaal Peh ain't a Dvarim? So he says, Truma is an exception to the rule. The pasuk is a v'nechshav. It's a yotze min haklal. So since it's a yotze min haklal, so it's a yotze min haklal that truma is chal b'machshav. It's a yotze min haklal. If I fumbled and I said the wrong thing, I said it should be ma'aser rishon. And really, I wanted to be. I really wanted to mafrish truma. And I said ma'aser. I said ma'aser. I wanted truma. So then you say dvarim shebaleiv habedvarim because that's the pasuk v'nechshav. Truma is an exception to the rule. Exception to the rule that it is chal b'machshava and dvarim shebaleiv can cancel the dvarim shebaleiv. So the Rashba says he has a better answer. The Rashba says I have a better answer than what Rabbi Elazar Mimitz said. The Rashba thinks that the only time you apply the rule of dvarim shebaleiv ain't a dvarim is if the dvarim shebaleiv are in contradiction to the dvarim shebaleiv. The case the Gemara has is like this. I plan to move to Eretz Yisrael in the summer, so I don't leave my apartment. So I negotiate, I sell, but I didn't tell the whole world that I'm leaving. So I sell my apartment to someone, and the sale should take effect August 30th. That's right, this coming August 30th. And then my job in Eretz Yisrael falls through, and I have no job now. So I back out from the deal. See, if I back out before August 30th, I think Mara said you can always back out, even if nothing fell through. Let's say after August 30th, I find out that my job in Eretzel falls through. So the Gemara says, Dvarm Shabbalai Deinu Dvarm. I can't back out. Unless it's an umdar d'muchach, unless everybody knows I'm selling my apartment because I'm moving to Eretz itself. If everybody knows that, so then Dvarm Shabbalai Bobalev Kolodim. But if it's not public knowledge, it's only that's what I had in mind. Even though everyone will believe what I said. I'm only selling the apartment because I don't need it anymore. I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. And then my job falls through. So we pass on Dvarm Shabbalev and Dvarm. So the Rashba claims, Dvarm Shabbalev is no good to contradict the Dvarm Shabbalev. I sold you the apartment with no strings attached. It's self-understood that the sale is valid even if whatever comes up. And then I want to contradict the Dvarm Shabbalev with a Dvarm Shabbalev. I want to say no. I don't want the sale to be valid under all conditions. If the job falls through, I don't want to move to Arizona. I want back my house. But that's contradicted with the Dvarm Shabbalev. But if you have a person is mafresh truma b'machshava, it doesn't contradict anything that he said b'peh. He didn't say anything b'peh. So the Rashba thinks that's not an exception to the rule. He disagrees with the whole premise of Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. Elazar Mimitz said the pasuk his v'nech shalacham trumaschem truma nitelus b'machshava. How can it be chal b'machshava? It's dvarm shebelev. So the answer is truma is an exception to the rule. So just like it's an exception to the rule that it's chal b'machshava. So it's also an exception to the rule that if I made a mistake and I said truma instead of maisa, I said maisa instead of truma, dvarm shebelev cancels the dvarm shebepeh because of the pasuk v'nechshav. So the Rashba says he doesn't see from the word v'nechshav that it's an exception to the rule. Dvarm shebelev is always good. The halacha just says dvarm shebelev is good lahakhish dvarm shebepeh. But if the guy's mafresh truma b'machshava, so that's a regular din. Dvarm shebelev is chal. So that's what the Nesivis thinks. I vote for the Rashba. I think the Rashba is right, that Dvarm Shabbalev is good whenever it doesn't contradict Dvarm Shabbalev. And I hold like that Mizgeres HaShulchan, that if the guy was Moichal HaChoy Balev, he never told anybody about it. He thinks that Dvarm Shabbalev have a Dvarm. It's not Lahak Hesheni Dvarm Shabbalev. He can't be Moichal Balev.
In the case of Taurus, it is against what he said.
Yeah. So the Rashba has to answer that kasha.
Yeah.
So the Rashba gives an answer on that. Aska milule. He says, I slipped. He says, when the guy says, I slipped when I said the wrong thing, that's also, you don't apply Dvarm Shabbalev and Dvarm over there. That's, he gives a different answer. I didn't say what he said. He gives a different answer on Rav Elazar Mimitz's kasha. So, again, Taisus proves from many Gemaras. One of the Gemaras they quote is that Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuv Dalet. Almana Shishasa Chafishanam B'letavuk Sbasa. Below Kenyan are obviously below Kenyan. The whole story is below Kenyan. So you see, that brings so many rights that Mechila and it's Vichy Kenyan. Shad is why not? How come Mechila doesn't need a Kenyan? So this disciple has a very interesting essay here. It quotes three different opinions in the Rishonim. Why everyone agrees to this? Why is Mechila and it's Vichy Kenyan? He quotes some Rishonim say Mechila does need a Kenyan, but there always is a Kenyan. There's always a Kenyan Chotzer. What can you chotze? If I'm selling you an esrog, and you take the esrog into your apartment, so you kind of the esrog with a kinyan chotze. We assume when you make a kinyan hakbah, when you pick up the box, hakbah is only midirabbanan. We paskin like most rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan have a machlokes in Perek Hazav, where the hakbah mishicha is their ice of the rabban. So Rabbi Yechanan knows hakbah is only kind of midirabbanan. B'chotzer is kind of in HaTorah. When the person buys the esrog, he takes it home, he puts it in his apartment. So the chotzer is kind of, he didn't have that in mind. The din is chotzer kind of shalom midaita. Chotzer is kind of even if he didn't have in mind. Chotzer is not kind of bal korchai. B'chotzer is kind of shalom midaita. So if you're kind of, if I want to sell you a metalklim, an object, I want to sell you a sefer, I want to sell you an esrog, when you take it to your apartment, that's a kinyan min HaTorah. Kinyan chotzer is kind of min HaTorah. What if I want to give you ownership on the chiyuv? You owe me $1,000. I want to be mevata to you. $1,000 is a lot of money. $10, make it. I'm not prepared to be moichel $1,000. Let's say you owe me $10, and I'm moichel $10. That could be. So when I'm moichel, there is no bin here, but you owe me the money. So the money is in your chotzer. Metaphorically, There is no money. There is no bien. Let's say, if you're holding on to a pikudin of mine, holding on to a sefer of mine, and then I say, you can have the sefer. So the sefer is in your chotzer. So you can be kind of with the king your chotzer. What if you're holding on to $1,000? $1,000, milva lehoitzua nitna. The minute I lend you the $1,000, the money, it's not a pikudin. It's not that you're holding on to a $1,000 bill that belongs to me. I gave you $1,000 to spend, and you spent it. Even if you didn't spend it, milva lehoitzua nitna. The minute I give you the money belongs to you. But the chayiv is in your rishus, so to speak. Metaphorically, it's in your rishus. There's no tangible object that's in your physical chotzer, but it's metaphorically, it's in your rishus. So when I forego and I say, I give you permission, I give you the right not to pay back the money, so you're kind of the chov with the kinya chotzer. This is a fascinating idea. That's what he quotes from the Mordechai. If you say like that, let's say I say, I'm mechil the $10 to you. You say, no, you don't accept the mechila. You want to pay me back the money. So then you can't. Chotzer is kind of shalom yidat, but chotzer is not kind of bal korchai. Tosis says in Cheskel Abatim shows like that from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Bab Metzia, Daf Kuv Beis, chotzer kind of shalom yidat. It's not kind of bal korchai. So if I say, I forgo the chov, you don't have to pay back the money that you want. You say, you don't accept the mechila. So if you hold that the mechila ain't a tzvich a kinyan because you always have a kinyan chotzer, so then chotzer is not kind of bal korchai. Other rishonim explain differently why mechila ain't a tzvich a kinyan. Let's say if you owe me the $10 and then you give me back the $10 of the chobis parua, then I give you back the $10 as a matana. So now it belongs to you. So I say you're about to give me back the money. I say, there's no need to give me the money. Let's say I'm sitting, I'm learning, I'm davening, I'm putting on my talisman film, whatever, I don't know, I take up my talisman film. He said, you owe me $10, and you put it on the table. So I say, good, have a nice day, good. So that's already considered piranachav. You don't have to put it in my pocket, you don't have to put it in my hand, I don't have to put it in my pocket. If you put the money in a safe location, but let's say I'm taking up my talisman film, so you want to give me back the money. So I say, put it on the table. He puts it on the table, that's called the piran. You don't need a kinyan. Piran does need a kinyan. So let's say, you owe me the money. So I say, put it in the pushka. The guy puts the $10 in the pushka. And then I say, I changed my mind. I want the money. What do you mean change your mind? I already made a piran achav. You told me to put the money in the pushka. So that's the piran achav. Or you say, I'll tell you what, instead of giving it to me, give it to that man, he's an oni. I'll give it to my son, he can use the money. So you give the money to someone else. Whatever I say, I set up what's called a piran. You have to give the money back to me to my satisfaction. I have to be satisfied. If you do make a piran bal korchai, you put the money in my pocket. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos, I just went to the mikveh and I want to go to shul, I want to be mekabel Shabbos, and then you put the $1,000 in my pocket. And I have to go to the bank, I have to go home. It's a nuisance. You give me, it's a makam mishtameh, but you give me back the money in an annoying situation. Well, let's say I lent you $1,000 check or $1,000 bill, if such a thing exists. Is there such a thing, $1,000 bill? I lent you $1,000 bill. Then you come to pay me back money. You come with sacks of pennies. I say, what are you crazy? I gave you $1,000 bill. I gave you a check. Give me back a check for $1,000. So the Gemara says, If he gave him $1,000 in cash and coins, piran bal korchish may piran. Even though I'm not happy about it, even though it's a nuisance, it's a makam mishtame. If it would be a makam sheni mishtame, that's the gemara in the end of Bava Kama. That's not called a piran. He gave it a makam mishtame, but he paid it back in an annoying way. So the gemara says that's piran bal korchish. All the rishonim say on that gemara, you see, piran bal korchish may piran. That's a good piran. So let's say you're about to pay me back the $10 that you owe me, and I say, instead of saying put it in the pushka, I say you can keep it. So you keep it. So you did what I asked you to do with the money. If I would have said put it in the pushka, give it to my son, give it to the poor man, that would be the piran. Put it on the table, that would be the piran. I said keep it yourself. So mechilas kehis kabalti. That's how the Rishonim have a lashon. When I say I'm mechil you the money, you can keep it. That's considered as if you did a piron. Piron, mechila ain't a tzvich a kinyan, because when I'm mechil the choiv, that's considered as if he had been parei the choiv. Once he was parei the choiv, he's not mechil to pay a second time. Mechila ki his kabalti. A lot of Rishonim, there's a Rasha Mishnah's Trumas, has like that. He thinks that mechila I think in the beginning of the Zman, we were talking about three different types of Mammon. No, we spoke about Mammon, Iknas, and Kapara. So Tosis points out that and Zar Shachal Truma B'Shegek has to give Kamer Chaimish, that's not Mammon, it's not Knas, that's Kapara. So how does Tosis know that it's Kapara? Because the Mishnah says that if the Zar ate Truma B'Shegek, the coin cannot be Moichel. The kohen has no right to be moichel. Why not? So they said, because it's not momen, it's not knas, it's kapara, and kapara doesn't lend itself to mechila. So the Rasha Mishnayis quotes that Tosfos. The Rasha was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes this idea and he says he disagrees. He doesn't agree. He thinks that mechila would work on kapara also because mechila is kis kabalpa, is considered as if he made a piran. But here, by Zashachal Truma B'Shegeg, the Torah says you have to pay Dov HaRoyli as kodesh. You can't pay by check. Let's say I ate truma, I drank a bottle of wine of truma that sells for $10. So the chaimish will be another $2.50. Instead of, I drank the whole bottle of wine b'shoigig, so I have to give him back $12.50. $10 is the keren, and $2.50 is the chaimish. When I give it the $12.50, the $2.50 will be one chaimish of the whole thing. By us, we would call chaimish 25%. And the chumish calls it chaimish. So the din is, if the czar pays the kohen by cheka, by cash, he's not yaitzeh, he has to give back yayin. If he drank yayin, he has to give yayin. If he ate potatoes, he has to give back potatoes. If he ate cookies, he has to give back chitam, asorim, whatever it was. He has to give dovah haroili as kodesh. So that's what the Rash writes on Mishnah is. The reason why mechila doesn't work, by zar shachal truma b'shoigeg, Mishnah says the kohen cannot be mechal him, he says, it's not because mechila doesn't work on kapora. No, mechila would work on kapora also. Mechila is considered kipiron. Mechila is considered kis kabalti. But the Torah says there's a specific form how the piron has to take place. You have to give dovah haroi. The pasuk says v'nasan l'kaines hakodesh. So the Tanaim say dovah haroi liyas kodesh. You can't give cash. You can't give a check. You have to give wine, or you have to, that can convert. When you give it to the kohen, it converts tashlumen epachm liyas truma. That becomes truma. If the Zar will drink that wine, I have to give Kerem HaChaimish on that now. It becomes Nepachim Liyas Truma. So that's what the Rash says. Whenever the Torah singles out a specific form, how the Piran has to take place, then you can't say Mechila Ki Piran. You didn't do the Piran HaKos HaBatar. But whenever the Chumash doesn't tell you what form the Piran has to be, so Mechila is another form of Piran. I say keep the money and that will be the Piran. Other Rishonim say no, that you can't, that's a pshetl. That's what the Rash says on Mishnah. Others say that's not right. Mechila is a form of piron. The first step in piron has to be that the money leaves my pocket. So if you tell me put the $10 in the pushkin, you say put it on the table. You say put it in my pocket. You say give it to my son, give it to the oni. So the money left your hand and it went to someone else. So then you can say, that whatever I make up, that's a form of piron. But if I'm going to say, you can keep the money. So the money never left your Rishu. So other Rishonim say, you can't say that, you can't make up. You can't make up. You keep the money and I'll be satisfied with that. And since it's to my satisfaction, so you paid me the $10 already. No, to my satisfaction means if you give the money away to someone else, you don't have to necessarily give me the $10. Give the $10 to Tzedakah. Give the $10 to my son, to my children. So that's also, whatever I make up is a piron. Say you should keep the money. Other Mishanim disagree. They say that's too good to be true. That mechila is considered a form of piran. It just doesn't work by the zashachal truma b'shem because it's a specific form of piran. Those are two shitas. Yeah. So if you say that mechila ain't a tzvicha kinyan because it's a form of piran, then it's only if the other guy agrees. Let's say I mechil you the $10, you can keep it. And you refuse. No, you feel that I can use the money better than you. You don't accept the mechila. So you never did the pirot. You have to agree to what I'm doing. So if you say the mechila and it's vichy kinyan because it's a kinyan chotze, you always have a kinyan. So you can't do it bal karcha of the loiva. You say mechila and it's vichy kinyan because it's a pirot, and so also the fellow has to agree to the deal. If he refuses to accept the mechila, not. And then the third side, the other rishonim say no. Mechila and it's vichy kinyan. There exists an institution of mechila. Mechila is neither a kinyan chotzer, nor is it a form of piron, mechila ki is kabalti, but rather the malva has the ability to break the chiyuv. I lent you $10, you owe me the money. I can make a declaration. I cancel it. So you can scream bloody murder. You don't accept the mechila. I was Meichel the Chayv, so I can do it unilaterally. I don't care whether you like it or you don't like it. I can break the chiyuv. That's a discussion in the Machne Ephraim. That's what the Stipler quotes. Machne Ephraim has a discussion. Can you make mechila balkorchai of the loiva or not? So he says it really depends on these three different explanations that the Rishonim gave for this din. They all mask him to the din. Mechila and Tzvich. You can't just argue what's the Hezber Hadolah. Okay, tomorrow is Erev Shabbos, there's no yeshiva. Okay, but Lina, the Sunday, I'd like to discuss a little bit the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Tezayin, that Tosis quotes. That's a famous Gemara. So Tosis has the Pshat and Ramban there, Ramban and the Ritvo there. They have a different Pshat. So I'd like to discuss that a little bit. And then I'd like to move on to Amid Beis, to Vav Amid Beis, about the three Pshatim and the Pasuk in Tehillim. Obatzeh Berech Nietz Hashem. Okay. There's an important taisus. They get to many other sigyas. Another form of zachna adam shlei b'fanav. Maybe apotropis is nikid bailam. Maybe the pasuk that we learn the institution of apotropis from teaches us that apotropis has the right to act like a bailam. Not that it's midin zachna adam. He's doing on behalf of someone else. The Gemara talks about there's a parsha in the end of Chumash Bamidbar. Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to pick Nosiach Lamata Tikhu in Cholis Haaretz before the Yeshua Ben Nun went to war to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. So they drew a map of Eretz Yisrael, they drew a rough map of Eretz Yisrael, and they divided Eretz Yisrael to Shvatim. And this was done under the auspices of all of the 12 Nesiim, the Roshi Hamatas. They had to take Nosiach Lamata Tikhu. And then they made the Chalukas Haaretz before they did the Kibush. What in the world was that all about? So the Rambam explains in the Perek Aleph and Hilchos Trumas that Eretz Yisrael only gets Kiddush after the Kibush, and the Kibush has to be a Kibush Rabim. So if they're going to send Shevet Yisachar, is going to have a whole battalion of soldiers, they're going to send them to conquer an area. So that's a Kibush Yochid. So Shevet Yisachar conquered there. Shevet Yehuda is going to conquer over here. Shevet Zvulun is going to conquer over there. So it looks like it's a Kibush Yochid. So the Rambam explains, Lipnei Tam Zeh, this is why they made the Chalukas Haaretz before they did the Kibush. So the whole plan was, we're conquering all of Eretz Yisrael for everybody. That made it the Chalukas Haaretz in advance of the Kibush accomplished that the Kibush was a Kibush Rabbin. So the Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek in Kedushin has a whole discussion. Which halacha were we applying over here that the 12 heads of the Shvatim represented all the members of the Shevet? So the Gemara gave us one pshat and they rejected it, they gave a second pshat, they rejected it, they gave the third pshat. So the first pshat the Gemara said was, it was based on shlichus, all the members of the Shevet appointed that person as a shlich. The Rebbeinu Shlom recommended, appoint that person as a shlich, and everybody appointed him. So the Gemara says it can't be, that's not the correct pshat, because there certainly were some children who were Yisraimim, Ketanim, before Bar Mitzvah, and a Kotin cannot appoint a Shliach. So how could you say all the members of the Shevet appointed this Nasi as the Shliach on behalf of all of them to represent them? They were Ketanim at the time. So then the Gemara says, so it must be that the Nesiim, the 12 Nesiim, they are listed in the end of the Chumash Bamidbar, represented all the members of the Shevet, Midin Zochin Yadam Shalai Befonov. It was Midin Zochin. So the Gemara says, also not. Zochin Yadam Shalai Befonov doesn't help if the guy complains later on he's not happy. If he says he's not happy about what he got. So the Gemara says, Ikin Nichalei Behar Velo Nichalei Bebikar. Ikin Nichalei Bebikar Velo Nichalei Behar. It's always going to be someone who's going to bellyache and is going to complain, I didn't want to get stuck over here in the mountainous area. I wanted a level area. And the other guy said, I wanted a mountainous area. So it can't be midin zochin adam shlei b'fanav. Whenever you do zochin, if the fellow says, I'm not happy with what you did, so he undoes it. So the Gemara says, no, the Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet midin apotropis. That's the mock of the institution of apotropis.
Ger Katan would be through apotropis?
Some Rishonim say that Ger Katan is apotropis. Rashi and Ksuba seems to say that Ger Katan midin apotropis. Right? That's what the Bnei Yeshua points out in the Shach before him. Shach lived way before the Bnei Yeshua, 100 years before. So the Shach in Yerideya points that out, that Rashi seems to learn that Ger Katan is Midin Apotropos. It's not Midin Zochin. It's really Midin Apotropos. So that's a big question of Baruch Ber in a Sefer on Kiddushin, raises the question just in brackets. We have other psukim for shlichas. We have other sources to indicate that there's an institution of shluchu shaladim kemoisai. And this pasuk by the Nisiyim, representing all the members of the Sheva, this pasuk is telling us the institution of apotropos. So where is the other pasuk to tell you that there's an institution of zochen li'adam shalad b'fanav? How do you know there's such a din? So there is a shita in Tanoim. The end of the basuk, there is a tan who's of the opinion that zochen li'adam shalad b'fanav only works mid the rabban. The whole thing is a takana mid the rabban. But we don't follow that opinion. We assume that zochen li'adam shalad b'fanav works min ha'Torah. So where is the pasuk? So some Rishonim claim that apotropos, the Nasi Yecha Lamata Tikhul and Cholos Haaretz, and Nisim represented all the members of the Shevet. That was Midin apotropos, the Gemara says. So here for the Rishonim say, apotropos is a fancy form of Zochin. Once you know there's a din of apotropos, and maybe you also know that there's a din of Zochin, the Adam Shlei B'Fan. But other Rishonim disagree. They say, not true. Apotropos is Midin Bailam. It's not Midin Zochin. It's a din of Bailam. So that's where Baruch Ber raised the question. We don't know where is the Mokker. So if you hold Zochen Adam Shlei B'Fanav is only mid the Rabbanon, fine. But we assume Zochen Adam Shlei B'Fanav is most of the time is Minat Torah. So where is the Pasuk? Okay, so that's a question. So getting back again, this line in Tosfos, in Ksubas Dav Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos asks, how can we paskan like Rabbi Yochanan, that one has the ability to create a his Chayvus Mamon, Aydei Shtar, I write down, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, and I give you the shtar, so that clinches it, that makes me mechuyev to give you the $1,000, I can't back out. And Rabbi Yech and Rish Lakish disagree. So Tosfos says they would have said like Rish Lakish, because an amount of money is not dina kikarka, it's dina kimetoplim. Ain't the shvay malakarkoz, but that every case of moedim and mixus is like that. I claim you owe me $1,000, and you only admit that you owe me $5. So we say that amounts of money are dina kimetaltalim. And metaltalim shtar doesn't work. So how can Rabbi Yechanan say, chayiv ani lachmona b'shtar, that the shtar creates a hisrab? That's Tosfos kasha. So the Tosfos there answers, shtar works like dvarim haniknim b'amira. The Gemara says there's such a thing. Whenever, that's Chazanish's father with the Rashash and Bchuris. There's such a concept that Dvarim HaNiknim Amir. Whenever there's a clear evidence at this strong level of Gemira's Das, then you don't need any Maisa Kinyan. So Tosfos says every Shtar works like that. So that's basically what Rab Chaim said by Chalipin. So how come Shtar doesn't work by Metalfalim? How come it only works by Karka? So the answer probably is, Rab Soloveitchik, you've never finished up the paragraph. The answer probably is like that Ritvo in Perak HaMechas HaSvina, that the Gemara's Loshen is, the Gemara never said Shtar doesn't work by Metaltalim. Mar says, Metaltalim lav b'nei mevet shtarininu. So the Ritva says, in principle, Shtar should work by Karka and by Metaltalim. Like Chalipin works by Karka and Metaltalim. Both Shtar and Chalipin are the same. It's just an indication that there's a stronger Gemira's Das. Nefer the Kenyan Eschal, Haknomi Das, that long. But metaltalim alav b'nei mevet shtarininu. There's no way to describe the metaltalim in the shtar. That's why it doesn't work. So that's a question. If you have a serial number, if it's if there is a clear way to describe the metaltalim, maybe it would work.
Well, it's stunned because it's always knockoffs and mizuyif. You know, everything that's sold, serial number is always can always be copied. And there's always fakes out there.
So okay, you know? Could be. So this is what Rab Chaim interpreted in the Rambam over here. Where the Rambam says that Kotne Shigil Onis Aputos Mikra Mekach Memkera Memka B'Metaltal Mishum Kedei Chayov, except for Chalipin. Why? Because Chalipin is a Hakno of Das, and the Kotne is a Labar Das. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam writes a funny explanation. Hakinyan Bishtar, Dein Erim Chesmem El Al Shtar Shalodim Gono. What does that mean? So I don't think Rav Baruch Ber explains the whole thing. He says a little bit, but he doesn't explain it. So Rav Soloveitchik can explain. The Rambam understood that stam kinyan l'ksiva oimed, if you make a kinyan chalip and you have a right to write a shtar, it's not stam an umdina that he probably had that in mind. It means that the Rambam seems to be saying has something much, is much stronger than that. There's some kind of a link between shtar and chalipin, that both of them need das hamischayev. Al Salavetch used the lashon to write it ar, the Adam have to have das hamischayev. To make kinyonim, if I want to sell your karka metalfam, you need das makna. So Rav Soloveitchik used this expression. He thought that maybe das hamischayev means a higher level of das, a stronger das. So by chalipin and by shtar, where there is no maisi kinyan, by both of them, chalipin is just a symbolic act that indicates that there's a stronger gmiras das, and shtar is also the same, a higher level of das. So that's what led the Ravid to understand that you need edus l'kiyum adaba by chalipin, because you want to elevate the level of the das, so you have to express the das in public. So that's what the Rambam means to say. The Rambam perhaps understood stam kinyan l'ksiva oimed, not stam in umdine, that he probably had that in mind. It seems to be something more than that, that once you had das hamischayev on this kinyan, I had das hamischayev on a kinyan chalipin. To make a kinyan chalipin. Once there was a das hamischayev in this kinyan, then you don't have to express another das hamischayev to enable the edim to write a shtar. Someone already, the makna already expressed the das hamischayev on the karka, to sell a karka, because he made a kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin requires a higher level of das hamischayev. So perhaps that's what the Rambam understood, that stam kinyan l'ksiva ayman is not stam an umdina, that he probably had in mind. It sounds like he holds that it's a halacha. Once you already expressed das hamischayev, so you don't need another das hamischayev to write the shtar. You can write the shtar without another das hamischayev. That was Rab Chaim's suggestion in this Rambam, that the Rambam and the Rabbi, they both hold like this, that kinyan chalipin. The Rabbi holds it that you need edus l'kiyum adover, and the Rambam holds it b'negia to a kotn shigia loinus haputas, that it doesn't work. Chalipin doesn't work by the cotton shigin on the saputas, because bottom line, there's no das over here. This is a pure haknomi das. That was the suggestion. There's a tesis in Gittin on Daf Yud Gimel. Maybe it's on Daf Yud Dalet. I remember the Daf when I learned in Lakewood, we only learned one blot Gemara, Gittin Daf Yud Gimel. I think the tesis on Yud Dalet. So the Taisus in different Mesichtas has a machlokes. Is there such a thing as a kinyan udisa? What do you mean kinyan udisa? Let's say, I'm wearing this suit. So everybody knows the suit belongs to me. I make a hadas baldin, the suit belongs to you. So you will win, and everybody knows that it's not yours. Everybody knows it's mine. Something, maybe. They don't know it's mine. Okay, something else. Everybody knows that it is mine. I make a hadas baldin, that's the adobe adua, that's not true. So if you go to a din Torah, you win, because I made a hadas baldin. Hadas baldin is the Gemara has a lash in the beginning of Bar Mitzvah. Ain't a b'hakchashav, ain't a b'hazama. Even if the Eidim, 100 witnesses, will contradict what I said, they know it's not true, that the suit belongs to you. They know it's mine. And they're mazin me, they say I was never there, when I'm making hadas baldin, that you bought it from me, I was never there to sell it. So the Gemara says, Hadoas Baldin beats out. Ain't about Khoshav Azam. You can't destroy Hadoas Baldin. So if I make an Udisa, I admit. The Gemara tells a story that Issa Giyoira, Mr. Issa, was a ger, and he was about to die. And he had children. He was married to a Jewish girl. And he had a son from the Jewish girl. But he, Al Pidin, he was a goy. So the son isn't related to him. So then later on, Issa Giyora, Issa converted. But still, the son doesn't yarshin him, because Gershon is got cut in Shinoldam. He's not related to the Jewish child. So before he was about to die, so he had a lot of money. And Rava was holding the money for him. And Rava needed the money for his yeshiva more than Issa Giyora's son. So they told Rava that Issa Giyora wants you to come visit him. So he didn't want to go to visit him, because he was afraid that he would be makna money to his son with a kinyan maimishloshtan. Maimishloshtan is, that's the whole discussion there in Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel. Maimishloshtan is a takon of the Rabbanon. If the makna and the koine and the shomer, all three are standing together, but maimer echod, so there's a kinyan in the Rabbanon, maimishloshtan. So Rava didn't want to go visit Issa Giyora on his deathbed, because he was afraid that he was going to make a kinyan maimishloshtan to give over the matana, all the money that Rava was holding for him, he's going to give it to his son. And Rava felt the yeshiva needs it more than his son. So he didn't go visit him, and Issa Gyara died. So Rabbi was happy. He has now a fortune of money for the yeshiva. Then he was angry. He finds out that someone told Issa Gyara he should make a kinyan Udisa. Before he died, he made a statement, the $100,000 that Rabbi is holding never really belonged to me. It really belonged to my son. Everybody knew that it wasn't true. The money really belonged to my son, and my son left it as a pikudin by me. So when I gave the pikudin to Rava, it's really not money, really belongs to my son. So Rava had to surrender it, had to give it to the son. So Rava was upset. Who told him the secret that he can make a Kenyan Odisa? He thought by not going, the Rava thought by his not going to visit Issa Gyara, he'll prevent Issa Gyara from being makna with a Kenyan Maim Shloshna, which he prevented him. It didn't occur to Rava that someone's going to tell him there's such a thing as a Kenyan Odisa. So that's when the Gemara has this Odisa. So there's a machlokes among the Bali Atesis. Udisa means you win the Din Torah, even though we know it's not true, because I made a Hadas Baldin, that the suit belongs to you. So Hadas Baldin beats out Hakashav Hazama, so you're going to win. But Aliba Demes, the suit really didn't belong to you, it belongs to me, but I made a Hadas Baldin, so you're going to win. Or should I say, no, the Udisa really constitutes a Kenyan, and our Torah doesn't make sense. Where's their Malkam Midirabbanon? Udisa is a Kenyan Midirabbanon. So that's two opinions in Rishonim. What's a nafkaminas? So they have nafkaminas. If I make an Odisa that the sack of money belongs to you, can you use the money to be paid in my Sasheni? Does it mean you can win? If we'll go to a Din Torah, you'll win. But the money doesn't belong to you yet. If and when we'll go to a Din Torah, then you will win. What do you say? No, Odisa is a Kenyan with a Rabbanan. The money already belongs to you. So that's 2 days in Tosis. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. The Gemara tells the story with Rava, with Issa Gyara, that the Kenyan Odisa solved the problem. It's better than Maim Shloshan. So what do they need a takona Maim Shloshan for? Maim Shloshan is only with the Rabbanan. So what do they have to make a takona? What do they need all three people for? Even if they're not all there, let the guy make an Odisa. And it already, the money, the whatever the third party is holding. Rava didn't want to come visit him. Issa Gyara still had the ability to make a Kenyan Ayde Odisa. So what was the need to invent the Takana Midrabbanan Maim Shloshan? So Tosis there in Gittin, I think it's Yudalit, Tosis there says, and the Marshal, on the bottom of the Marshal points it out, and then he's surprised. Where did they get it from? Tosis says, if you want to make a Kenyan Odisa, there should be a Kenyan, you need Eidus Lekim Adov. Maim Shloshan, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adov. So if all three are together, the Kaina, the Makne, and the Sholish, and the Loive, or the Shemer, and the Pikotin, then you wouldn't need Eidus Lekim Adov. So that's why they instituted a Takana Maim Shloshan in case there are no Eidim. But if there are Eidim, then you don't need the whole Maim Shloshan, then you can make a Kenyan Odisa. So that's what the Marshal points out. Tosis on the bottom of the Marshal points out, you see from Tosis a Chiddush, that you need Eidus Lekim Adov by Odisa. Why is that so? So the Tosis HaChoshen picks up on that Marshal, on the Tosis. Tosis seems to say that. So he says, yeah. You want Odisa to work. So, Hasvar no sentence, you have to make a strong Hadas Baldin that it should constitute a Kenyan. Keneged the facts. We know the facts are that it belongs to me. I'm making a false Hadas Baldin. You want it to serve as a Kenyan. Has to be a strong Odisa. So, to elevate, to make it into a stronger Hadas Baldin, you have to say it in the presence of Eidus Lekim Adover. Whenever you have Eidus Lekim Adover, the Das is stronger. That's the whole word, like we're saying in the Raivin. Why does the Raivin hold it by Kenyan Chalipin of Suder? You need Eidus Lekim Adover because it's only Hakno Midas. It's just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a higher level of Gemiras Das. That's what Rav Chaim suggests is the Pshat by Eidus Lekim Adover by Git Mikidushin as well. He thinks that Git Mikidushin requires a higher level of Das than Nekir Chomemkar. And that's why you would require Eidus Lekim Adover by Git Mikidushin to elevate the Das to the higher level of Das. The Rav Chaim has a Chiddush, another Rambam, that Das Gerushin needs a higher level of Das than Das Kiddushin. Das Kiddushin needs a higher level of Das than Das Mekach Memkar. Das Mekach Memkar is a higher level of Das than Das Hafloah by Nedorim Shvuas. A child a year before Bar Mitzvah can make a Neder, can make a Shvuah. That's called Mufla Samach Liyish. So that's the lowest level of Das, is Das HaFloah, by HaFloah, Ish Ki Afli Linda Neda Nozer. Rashi writes, HaFloah Parlei Balas, when something is Chala Idei Amira, the Dorim, the Shavuos, and the Ziris, and Hekdeshis, and Charamim, and the Rambam. There's Yad HaChazaka, there are 14 Svarim, and the Rambam. So one of them is Sefer HaFloa. Sefer HaFloa is about the Dharma Shavuos and the Zivus and Hekdesh and HaRamim. That's what it's all about. So Das HaFloa is the lowest level of Das. That's why Das HaFloa lends itself to HaTorah and Dharma. God, if I would have realized that I'm going to get into trouble, I would never have taken a Neder. So the Bezdin declares it's a Neder V'Torah. When a guy buys a house and the whole neighborhood goes down in value, and the whole neighborhood has won, so the guy's got to make a Hataras and Dorim on the buying of the house. We're going to declare that he bought a stock and the stock went down. So say, I made a mistake. I thought it was going to go up. The guy promised me the one who sold me the stock promised it's going to go up. The real estate was supposed to go up. If I would have known it's going to go down, of course I would never have bought it. You can't undo a bezdin to be mater agunis. So a couple will be married for 15 years and they have 5 children, and then the husband loses his job. So the wife says, if I would have realized my husband is going to lose his job after 15 years and 5 children, I would never have married him in the first place. That's not true. Goyim get married for better or for worse. And if the guy loses his job, the wife doesn't go to court to annul it. She doesn't even go to court to have a divorce. You stick it through. Thick and thin, you stick it through. If the husband loses his job, what can you do? They decided to get married. So this bezdin, years ago, they used to have such a bezdin to be mater agunis. If the wife would have realized the husband would lose his job after 15 years and 5 children, she would never have married him in the first place, which is not true. So they would say, mutalach, 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 just like in Mekah, Taurus and Dorm. The net is a net of betoyas, so the marriage was a marriage betoyas. That's utterly ridiculous. There is no such thing as hatoris and dorim and git me kiddushin. There's no such thing as hatoris and dorim on buying karka either, and kinyonim. It's only hatoris and dorim on das hafloh. Das hafloh is the lowest level of das. But haraya child, the year before bar mitzvah, can also take, that's muflah samachlish, can also take a neder. That's a machloikis, muflah samachlish, whether that is the raisa, the rabban. That's a machloikis in the Gemara Nida. That's a machlokes halacha lemaisa, the Rambam and the Ravid. But in principle, we know that das haflo is a lower level of das than das mekach hamemka v'haraya. That it's a weaker das. That's why it could be knocked over easier. If he says, if I would have realized I'm going to get into trouble because of this neder, I would never have taken the neder. So that if it's true, then we say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. But you can't be matir. It can't be matanesh, and you can't say mekuch memke. You can't back out from a business deal because if I would have realized, unless it's mamash and umdin in the muchach, that I bought an automobile and the brakes don't work. So that's mamash and mekuch tos, okay? That's a mekuch tos. All right, marry a girl, she can't have any children. Marriage is, that's what marriage is all about, having children. If it turns out the girl is an akora, so she can have treatment. You can have by diet, you can have vitamins, whatever you can deal. But the word girl is an islandess. So the first Mishnah says in Yavam, so if the girl turns out to be an islandess, that's kiddush tois, that's a mistake, because that's what marriage is all about. Marriage means to have children. Unless the guy's already 75 years old and he's marrying a girl who's 65 years old. So that's not to have children. That's to have companionship. But if the young couple gets married, it's self-understood. They want to have children.
In a chayim, either the two ways that it for sure works, the kinyan dasa, either, but is it the yashar thing to do? Because you're lying. You're saying that something is not yours when it was yours.
You're not allowed to lie to be mafsid somebody money. If I fill out a tax form and I write I didn't earn more than, there used to be a guy who lived in the neighborhood. He had a big family, and he was in diamonds. So his tax form for years and years, he would write he has 2 children, and he makes $75,000 a year, and he paid taxes like that. This went on for quite a few years, till I remember at that time there was a Gulf War, and I remember I was sitting in Cheder Atum in Kerem Yavne, once the Sarim went off, and we had to go to the Cheder Atum, and they had a radio on the whole time. So they had the news about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, when you can leave. Then they had the world news also. So they said on the news that American Airlines was going bankrupt at that time, and this guy from Washington Heights was going to buy American Airlines. So the IRS started to investigate. The guy makes $75,000 a year, he's going to buy American Airlines. So they finally caught him, and they made him pay all the back taxes that he never paid. So to tell a lie, to cheat the government from the taxes, that's Geneva. Or to lie to someone to say, I don't owe you money. Ish b'misai. I owe you money and I lie. I say, I don't owe you the money. So that's an aver. Over here, I lie. I say the jacket, it's my property. Except that Rava would like to appropriate the money that he's holding for his yeshiva. When a ger dies, a ger shemeis v'ein liyoshim, all of his property becomes hefken. Kol ha'kodim zocha. So Rava wanted to be the kol ha'kodim zocha. The guy wanted his son to get it. It was his biological son. Al pi halacha, it wasn't his son. So he's not lying to be mafsid. He's lying to be mafsid Rava's yeshiva. He wants his son to get it. It's his money. He has a right to give the money where he wants. The question is whether Rava had a right. Was Rava right that he didn't want to go visit him? It was the other guy's money. It was Isa Giyar's money. So Rava felt that it's important he had to raise money for the yeshiva. So Rava didn't want to go visit him because he was afraid he's going to make a kenya maimish loshna, give it over to his son.
You said that Tosas answered that the reason we need maimish loshdan in addition to this is if you don't have Adas Lakiyam Adavar.
Right.
If you have three people, then you have Adam.
No, they're all possible Adas. The Noisin with the Mekabel, they're the Balei Dvarim. You have one, the Shomer, one is holding on to the Pikudin, he's kosher Le'edus, because it's not Negev to him. He knows that it's not his, you only have Eid Echad. But with Disa would require two kosher Eidim. And my Mishloshim, you don't need any kosher Eidim. You're always going to have one. The one who's holding on to the Pikudin, he's a kosher Eid. So that's why Rav Chaim has famous that there are at least four levels of Das. The lowest level of Das is Das HaFloeh, from Mecca for Nidorim and Aziris and so on and Shavuos. Then higher than that is Das Mecca from Memkar. A Kotten Mufalos HaMoliyish cannot do Mecca from Memkar. Higher than that is Kiddushin. And higher than that, Rab Chaim has a Ramam. Higher than that is Gittin. Gittin needs a higher level of Das than Kiddushin. And Nafkaminis Ledin in each step of the way.
If Das HaFloeh is a lower level of Das than Das for Kinyanim, then how can Tosfos and Daf Chav Hei define Hafla'ah based on the Das we find by Kinyanim? The Tosfos Kafei says that when Torah says Hafla'ah, it doesn't define what Hafla'ah means. We don't know what the Das the Torah is referring to when it says Hafla'ah. So we compare it to what we find by Asmafta, that whatever we find by Kinyanim, whatever Das is, will define Hafla'ah based on that. But if it's different level of Das, then how can Tosfos acquit?
That's a good kasha. That's a very good kasha. One Tana learns that from the Pasuk Yishki Afli Linda Eden Ozel Hashem, he learns that Asmachta is no good by Hafloa. So Jessica is no good by Hafloa. How does it prove it's no good by Mecca Chamemka? That's a murderous kasha. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about that. Then Giliani Hashas. It's a very strong kasha. Okay. We should try to get there. Okay. One of these days we'll try to reach Daf Chafeh. Okay. So that is the topic. The second half of the Tosfos, the Tosfos HaRosh there in Kiddushin on that daf, Samachay on the base, where Tosfos goes through all the rice again. So the Tosfos HaRosh says he doesn't understand Mechlam. Why did it have to bring rice? It's a double poshet. Libi sadi ala l'shakmi. So the answer is no, because the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Mem says, Kinyan bifnei shnayim, other Rishonim have the word Kinyan with two yuds. Huf nun yud yud nun. Kinyan sudip means. It's obvious when the context means Kinyan Sudah Bifnei Shnayim Bein Tzorach Lomek Seifu. So the Raivet understood Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim means Kinyan Sudah, in order to be valid, has to be made in the presence of two witnesses, otherwise it's not Chal. The other Rishonim say, no, there is no such din. Tosfos and the Rambam say, there is no such din. So how do you read that sentence? It's one sentence, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Bein Tzorach Lomek Seifu. If he made a Kinyan Sudah in the presence of two witnesses, the two witnesses have the right to write a shtar, even though he never authorized them explicitly, because Tam Kinyan Tziva Oimer. But the Raivet understood that there's a semicolon here. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, semicolon, that's one statement. Kinyan Tzuda must be made in the presence of Eidus Lekim Adover. And then another sentence is Vein Tzach Lai Mekseivu, that's Tam Kinyan Tziva Oimer. There are two dinim, two sentences. Tosfos only quoted the first half of the sentence, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, to mislead you into, that's what they're asking, to mislead you into believing that Kinyan Sudah needs Eidus Lekim Adover. So then they prove that it's not true. So how do you read that line? The answer is no. It's one sentence. Kinyan Mifnei Shnayim Vein Tzorach Lomek Seifu. If a Kinyan Sudah was made in, if a Kinyan Sudah was made in the presence of the witnesses, then Stam Kinyan Lekseiv Oimed, you don't have to tell the Eidim. You don't have to authorize the Eidim. It's self-understood they have a right to write a shtar. So that's the second topic that Tosfos raises over here. Tosfos thought they have a raya in the Gemara. It's not such a hot raya. This Balatosis Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Mordechai, Hoyeroga Loimar, he used to say, like the Ravid, that you need Eidus Lekim Adavim. Mikan Chazabo, he backed out from this Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara says that Pshara Tzvicha Kinyan, and there's one Tana that Pshara Bifnei Echod. So we're going to have the Eidus Lekim Adavim. So Mikan Chazabo, the Rivon backed out. So Tosis says, he didn't have to back out from this Gemara. It means there's only going to be one die. Maybe there are a lot of Balabatim sitting there who are going to watch when he make the Kinyan. Kinyan Chalita. How do you really prove from this Gemara? How can you really prove from this Gemara? It's not such a hot ride. Anyway, he backed out. Allah Alamai said, that's what we assume like the Rambam. We don't follow that ride. You don't need, we assume you don't need Eidus Lekim Adav by Kinyan Chalita. That's the second topic, yeah. What was the first topic, the first half of the Tosfos? So the first half of the Tosfos is the topic of Mechila Eina Tzvicha Kinyan. They bring a lot of rayas to prove that that is the case. The Mechila Eina Tzvicha Kinyan. If you or me, what do you mean Mechila? I say, I'm Moichel my jacket to you. There's no Mechila on the end. You can't be Moichel. I say, I'm Moichel my Gemara to you. Can't be Moichel a Gemara. You can be Moichel if somebody owes me money. I can be Moichel. Or if I have a schus, either either someone owes me money, a choiv, or I have a schus, let's say I paid you, that I have the right to use your gemaras the next month whenever I need. I already paid you and I got the right. And then later on, I'm mechel the schus. So once I'm mechel the schus, so there's no need for a kinyan. You can't back out from that. So this brings a lot of hechoches that that is the case. Yeah, one of the many hechoches that they quote is Ksubis Daf Kuv Dalet, Omid Aleph. The Gemara says, Almana Sheshuaso Chof Eishanim, Valetovik Subasa Mistama Machlo. The husband died 26 years ago, and she never asked for the Ksuba from the Yisraimim. She's living in the house where she used to live while her husband was alive, and the Yisraimim are supporting her. Amana Nizayis Menichse Yisraimim, she's being supported. And she didn't ask for the Ksuba. If you owe me a halva from 50 years ago and you never paid back, you got to pay back. There's no time limit. There's no limit to help. No assumption that I'm Moichel. But if it's a Ksuba and she was living in the home of the Yisraimim, so we assume that Shosu Chafei Shanim V'loi Tavik Sabasa Mistama Mochla. There is a machlokes achronim diktzais achoshin quotes from a sefer that was written before his on choshim mishma. I think it's called Mizgeres al Shulchan or something. He quotes one of the achronim that what if I'm mechel belev? What if you owe me money and I make up my mind with such good friends and you need money and I have more than enough money, so I'm mechel you in my heart. And then later on, we're not so friendly. And then later on, I said, I'm going to ask you to pay me the money. I never told you that I was Meichel you. Mm-hmm. You don't even know. So the Ktzais quotes one of the Achrayinim who says that Mechil Belev is a valid Mechil, even though the one to whom I was Meichel is not aware of it. No one is aware. There are no witnesses. No one is aware of it. Mechil Belev is valid. And you don't apply Dvarm Shebelev Ein and Dvarm. Gemara's a whole sugi in Kedushan and Daf Tes and Daf Nun. Dorm Shabalev ain't a dvarim, but Mechila Balev is good. So the Ktzais HaChashin, and he brings as one of his rayas, this Gemara Ksubis. Alman Shishas HaChafishana Balatov Ksubas, and Mistama Machla. She never said a word to anybody. She never said that she's Machla. So nonetheless, Mechila Balev is a good Mechila. So the Ktzais HaChashin said, that's not a good raya, because even though the Gemara comes to the conclusion there in Ksubis and Daf Memtes, that Dorm Shabalev ain't a dvarim, but if it's an umder in the muchach, then you don't call it dvarm shabalev. Whatever is an umder in the muchach, the Rishayim coined an expression that's dvarm shabalev babalev kolodim. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. So that's not called dvarm shabalev. So the Ktzais HaChashin disagrees with this Mizgeres al Shulchan, the one before him. He thinks that Mechila is only valid if I make it clear to others that I'm being Moichel. But the Alman Shishas HaChafei Shanim, that's an umder in the muchach. So that's equivalent to Dvarm Shabaliba Balev Kaladam, that then the Mechila is valid. But otherwise, Mechila Balev will not be good based on the principle of Dvarm Shabalev and Dvarm. And the Nesivos takes issue with the Ktzos over there, and he quotes a Rashba on Daf Mem Tes in Kiddushin, where the Rashba quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz, Rea. The Rashba quotes a Sefer Yireim by Rav Lezer Mimitz. Rav Lezer Mimitz was a Talmud of the Rabbi Natan. Metz is a city in France. That's where the Shach Zayin was their rabbi a few centuries after Rav Lezer Mimitz. The Balabatim in Metz are very proud that Shagasari was their rabbi. It wasn't during their lifetime. Shagasari was their rabbi in the 1700s. On Sundays, I learned with a Balabas in the Beis Medrash. He married a girl from Metz. So he says his in-laws always brag about their rabbi was the Shagasari. Like Max Stern, came from the city Fulda. Mr. Max Stern, who paid for Stern College. So he came from the city Fulda, a city in Germany. So he would brag. The Rav in their city was the Maram Shif. So I was looking at him once. How old is this man? Maram Shif. So then they told me, no, that's the way they talk. The Rav in our city was the Maram Shif. So that's what they say. Shagasai lived in the 1700s. The Rav in Metz was the Shagasai. So the Rav Lezim in Metz was also in the same city. Metz, okay. So the Rashba in there in Kiddushin, Daf Tes, quotes the Sefer Yireim, Rav Lezim in Metz, who asks Akasha. The Mishnah has a case, a fellow is being mafresh trumas and maisvis, and by mistake, he said, well, let's say he's mafresh a korban. He says, this should be an oila, this should be a shlamim, and he made a mistake, he said the wrong thing. So the Mishnah says in Mishnah is trumas, that what he said is not chal. He said this should be an oila, and he really meant a shlamim, so the oila is not chal, it's a mistake. So the Rav Lezer Metz asked the kasha, but what happened to the din of Dvarim Shebalei Ve'en HaDvarim? Or the Gemara has another din. There's a pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach. After Korach was Ma'arer al HaKuhuna, Rashi quotes on the Tanoim, after Korach was Ma'arer al HaKuhuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to secure the Kuhuna with the Chof Dalet Matnas Kuhuna for the Kohanim. So at the end of Parshas Korach, after the whole rebellion is over, so the Psukim review many of the Chof Talad Matnas Kuhuna, doesn't have a full list of all of them, reviews a lot of the Matnas Kuhuna. So one of them that's mentioned is that you have to give Maisa Min HaMaisa. When the Levi gets Maisa Rishon, has to take out Maisa Min HaMaisa and give it to the Kohen. So the Pasuk reads, V'nechshol lechem trumas chem, when the Levi gives the Trumas Meiser to the Kohen, has the exact same din as Truma Gedoyla, that the farmer is mafresh 2%. The farmer's mafresh was 2% from everything as Truma, and then he gives 10% to the Levi, so the Levi has to take out 10% from the 10% Meiser Mena Meiser and give it to the Kohen. So that has the exact same status as Truma Gedoyla. V'nechshol lechem Trumas Chem, so the word v'nechsha means it's considered like. It has the same status. Ma'isa mena ma'isa is shem echod with truma gedol. There's a Mishnah Me'ila that says, let's say a person eats a half a kazais of chazer and a half a kazais of basa b'cholov. So we paskin that he doesn't get malchus. Machlekes hatanoim. We paskin you don't get malchus. Oh, we discussed it on Dav Dalet. With the dam b'chol basa, we discussed it on that Tosis there. So Tosafot quotes that Mishnah Me'ila. It's only mitzvah from Yachad if it's Shem Echad, Shurem Shavim, Mishmasem Shavim. It has to be Shem Echad. So if you ate a half a gazais of Chazun, a half a gazais of Basa B'cholov, it's not Shem Echad, it's not Shmasem Shavim, so it's not mitzvah from. So the Mishnah is, what if I'm not a Kohen, and I eat a quarter of a gazais of Chala, a quarter of a gazais of Truma, a quarter of a gazais of Bikurim, and a quarter of a gazais of Maisim and Amaisim. So the Mishnah says mitzvah from, because it's all Shem Echad, it's all Truma. As based on these psukim, v'nechsha lechem chumaschem, the ma'isa min ha'ma'isa has the v'nechsha is choshev exactly has the same status kadogim min ha'gor mecham leim has the exact same din as chumah gedoyla and it's called shem echad. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the word v'nechsha. That chumah nitelas b'machshove. That's clearly not the pshuto shal mikra. Pshuto shal mikra means zechashuv kemozeh. This is considered like that. Ma'isa mena ma'isa has the same status, has the exact same din as truma gedoyla, which has the same din as chala, the same din as bikur. And the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. Menechshav, if a farmer has 100 bushels of whatever he grows, and he has in mind, I want these two bushels to become Truma Gedolah, so Truma Nitalos B'machshova. It's Chal B'machshova. And Echshel Lachem Truma Aschem, Truma Nitalos B'machshova. So the Rav Lezer Mimitz in the Sefer Yom is bothered with Akasha. One should say over there also, the Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim. So he says, Truma is an exception to the rule. The Poskus of Ben Achshav. It's a Yotzei Min HaKlal. So since it's a Yotzei Min HaKlal, so it's a Yotzei Min HaKlal that Truma is Chal B'machshova. It's a Yotzei Min HaKlal. If I fumbled and I said the wrong thing, I said it should be my Sevishan, and really I want it to be... I really wanted to mafrish truma, and I said maisa, I wanted truma. So then you say dvarm shebelev habedvarm, because that's the pasuk in achshav. Truma is an exception to the rule. Exception to the rule that it is chal b'machshava, and dvarm shebelev can cancel the dvarm shebeteh. So the Rashba says he has a better answer. The Rashba says I have a better answer than what Rav Lezer Mimitz said. Rashba thinks that the only time you apply the rule of dvarm shebelev ain a dvarim is if the Dvarim Shebelev are in contradiction to the Dvarim Shebepeh. The case that Gemara has is like this. I plan to move to Eretz Yisrael in the summer, so I don't need my apartment. So I sell, but I didn't tell the whole world that I'm leaving. So I sell my apartment to someone, and the sale should take effect August 30th. Sorry, this coming August 30th. And then my job in Eretz Yisrael falls through, and I have no job now. So I back out from the deal. See, if I back out before August 30th, I think Mara said you can always back out, even if nothing fell through. Let's say after August 30th, I find out that my job in Eretz Yisrael falls through, so the Gemara says, Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim. I can't back out. Unless it's an umder and muchach, unless everybody knows I'm selling my apartment because I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. If everybody knows that, so then Dvarim Shebelev Kolod. But if it's not public knowledge, it's only that's what I had in mind. Even though everyone will believe what I said, I'm only selling the apartment because I don't need it anymore, I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. And then my job falls through, so we pass on Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim. So the Rashba claims, Dvarim Shebelev is no good to contradict the Dvarim Shebepeh. I sold you the apartment with no strings attached. So it's self-understood that the sale is valid even if whatever comes up. And then I want to contradict the Dvarim Shebepeh with a Dvarim Shebelev. I want to say, no, I don't want the sale to be valid under all conditions. If the job falls through, I don't want to move to Eretz Yisrael. I want back my house. But that's contradicted with the Dvarim Shebepeh. But if you have a person is mafrish truma b'machshova, it doesn't contradict anything that he said b'peh. He didn't say anything b'peh. So the Rashba thinks that's not an exception to the rule. He disagrees with the whole premise of Rav Lezer Mimitz. Lezer Mimitz said the pasuk is v'nechshel lachem trumaschem truma nitalos b'machshove. How can it be chal b'machshove? It's dvarim shebelev. So the answer is truma is an exception to the rule. So just like it's an exception to the rule that it's chal b'machshove, so it's also an exception to the rule that if I made a mistake and I said truma instead of maisa, I said maisa instead of truma, dvarim shebelev cancels the dvarim shebepeh because of the pasuk v'nechshel. So the Rashba says he doesn't see from the word v'nechshel that it's an exception to the rule. Dvarim shebelev is always good. The halacha just says dvarim shebelev is good lahakchish dvarim shebepeh. But if the guy's mafrish truma b'machshava, so that's a regular din. Dvarim shebelev is chal. So that's what the Nesivis thinks. I vote for the Rashba. I think the Rashba is right, that Dvarim Shebelev is good whenever it doesn't contradict Dvarim Shebepeh. And I hold like that Mizgeres HaShulchan, that if the guy was Moichal Achoy Belev, he never told anybody about it. He thinks that Dvarim Shebelev have a Dvarim. It's not Lahak Hesheni Dvarim Shebepeh. You can't be Moichal Belev.
In the case of Taurus, it is against what he said.
Yeah.
The Machshava, he said one thing.
So the Rashba has to answer that kasha.
Yeah.
So the Rashba gives an answer on that. Aska milule. He says, I slipped. He says, when the guy says, I slipped when I said the wrong thing, that's also, you don't apply Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim over there. He gives a different answer. I didn't say what he said. He gives a different answer on Rav Lezer Mimitz's kasha. So, again, Taisus proves from many Gemaras. One of the Gemaras they quote is that Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuv Dalet. Almanu Shishasa Chafishana Beletav Ksubasa. Mistama machla below kinyan are obviously below kinyan. The whole story is below kinyan. So you see, That's bring so many rights that mechila in a tzvicha kinyan. Shad is why not? How come mechila doesn't need a kinyan? So this disciple has a very interesting essay here. He quotes three different opinions in the Rishonim. Why everyone agrees to this? Why is mechila in a tzvicha kinyan? He quotes some Rishonim say mechila does need a kinyan, but there always is a kinyan. There's always a kinyan chotzer. What kinyan chotzer? If I'm selling you an esrog, and you take the esrog into your apartment, so you kind of the esrog with a kinyan chotzer. We assume when you make a kinyan hakbah, when you pick up the box, hakbah is only midirabbanan. We paskin like most Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan have a machlokes in Perek Hazav, where the hakbah mishich is the rice of the rabban. So Rabbi Yechanan holds hakbah is only kind of midirabbanan. Chotzer is kind of in Atoira. When the person buys the esrog, he takes it home, he puts it in his apartment. So the chotzer is kind of, he didn't have that in mind. The din is chotzer kind of shalom midaita. Chotzer is kind of, even if he didn't have in mind. Chotzer is not kind of bal korchai. Chotzer is kind of shalom midaita. So if you're kind of, if I want to sell you a metalklim, an object, I want to sell you a sefer, I want to sell you an esrog, when you take it to your apartment, that's a kinya minatur. Kinya chotzer is kind of minatur. What if I want to give you ownership on the chiyuv? You owe me $1,000. I want to be mevata to you. $1,000 is a lot of money. $10, make it. I'm not prepared to be moichel at $1,000. Let's say you owe me $10, and I'm moichel at $10. That could be. So when I'm moichel, there is no bin here, but you owe me the money. So the money is in your chotzer. Metaphorically, there is no money. There is no bin. Let's say, if you're holding on to a pikotin of mine, holding on to a sefer of mine, and then I say, you can have the sefer. So the sefer is in your chotzer. So you can be kind of with the kinyan chotzer. What if you're holding on to $1,000? $1,000, milva lehoitzon nitna. The minute I lend you the $1,000, the money, it's not a pikotin. It's not that you're holding on to a $1,000 bill that belongs to me. I gave you $1,000 to spend, and you spent it. Even if you didn't spend it, milvalo is on it, and the minute I give you the money belongs to you. But the chayiv is in your rishus, so to speak. Metaphorically, it's in your rishus. There's no tangible object that's in your physical chotzer, but it's metaphorically, it's in your rishus. So when I forego and I say, I give you permission, I give you the right not to pay back the money, so you're kind of the chayiv with the kinyan chotzer. This is a fascinating idea. That's what he quotes from the Mordechai. Yeah, if you say like that, let's say I say, I'm mechila $10 to you. You say, no, you don't accept the mechila. You want to pay me back the money. So then you can't. Chotzer is kind of shalom yidat, but chotzer is not kind of bal korchai. Taisis in Cheskel Abatim shows like that from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Bab Metzia, Dav Kuv Beis, chotzer kind of shalom yidat. It's not kind of bal korchai. So if I say, I forgo the chov, you don't have to pay back the money that you want. You say, you don't accept the mechila. So if you hold that the mechila ain't a tzvich a kinyan because you always have a kinyan chotzer, so then a chotzer is not kind of bal korchai. Other rishonim explain differently. Why mechila ain't a tzvich a kinyan? Let's say if you owe me the $10 and then you give me back the $10 of the chov is parua, then I give you back the $10 as a matana. So now it belongs to you. So I say you're about to give me back the money. I say, there's no need to give me the money. Let's say I'm sitting, I'm learning, I'm davening, I'm putting on my talzin tefillin, whatever, I don't know, I take up my talzin tefillin. He said, you owe me $10, and you put it on the table. So I say, good, have a nice day, good. So that's already considered piranachav. You don't have to put it in my pocket, you don't have to put it in my hand, you don't have to put it in my pocket. If you put the money in a safe location, well, let's say I'm taking up my talzin tefillin, so you want to give me back the money. So I say, put it on the table. He puts it on the table, that's called the piran. You don't need a kinyan. Piran does need a kinyan. So let's say, you owe me the money. So I say, put it in the pushkin. The guy puts the $10 in the pushkin. And then I say, I changed my mind. I want the money. What do you mean change your mind? I already made a piran achav. You told me to put the money in the pushkin. So that's the piran achav. Or you say, I'll tell you what, instead of giving it to me, give it to that man, he's an oni. I'll give it to my son, he can use the money. So you give the money to someone else. Whatever I say, I set up what's called a piran. You have to give the money back to me to my satisfaction. I have to be satisfied. If you make a piran bal korchai, you put the money in my pocket, let's say it's Erev Shabbos, I just went to the mikveh and I want to go to shul, I want to be mekabel Shabbos, and then you put $1,000 in my pocket. And I have to go to the bank, I have to go home. It's a nuisance. You give him, it's a makam al mishtameh, but you give me the back the money in an annoying situation. Well, let's say I lent you $1,000 check or $1,000 bill, if such a thing exists. Is there such a thing, $1,000 bill? I lent you $1,000 bill. Then you come to pay me back money. You come with sacks of pennies. I say, what are you crazy? I gave you $1,000 bill. I gave you a check. Give me back a check for $1,000. So the Gemara says, if he gave him $1,000 in cash and coins, piran bal korchesh may piran. Even though I'm not happy about it, even though it's a nuisance, it's a makam al mishtameh. If it would be a makam sheni mishtameh, that's the gemara in the end of Bava Kama. That's not called the piran. He gave it a makam al mishtameh, but he paid it back in an annoying way. So the gemara says that's piran bal korchesh. All the rishonim say that's gemara. You see, piran bal korchesh may piran. That's a good piran. So let's say you're about to pay me back the $10 that you owe me, and I say, instead of saying put it in the pushka, I say you can keep it. So you keep it. So you did what I asked you to do with the money. If I would have said put it in the pushka, give it to my son, give it to the poor man, that would be the piran. Put it on the table, that would be the piran. I said keep it yourself. So mechilas kihis kabalti. That's how the rishonim have a lashon. When I say I'm mechil you the money, you can keep it. That's considered as if you did a piron. Piron mechila ain a tzvicha kinyan, because when I'm mechil the choiv, that's considered as if he had been pareh the choiv. Once he was pareh the choiv, he's not mechil to pay a second time. Mechila ki his kabalti. A lot of rishonim, there's a rasha mishnayis trumas has like that. He thinks that mechila. I think in the beginning of the zman we were talking about three different types of moment. No, we spoke about Mamanik Nas and Kapara. So Tosis points out that and Zar Shochel Truma B'Shegek has to give Kerem HaChaimish, that's not Maman, it's not Nas, that's Kapara. So how does Tosis know that it's Kapara? Because the Mishnah says that if the Zar ate Truma B'Shegek, the coin cannot be Moichel. The coin has no right to be Moichel. Why not? So Tosis said, because it's not Maman, it's not Nas, it's Kapara. And Kapara doesn't lend itself to Mechila. So the Rasha Mishnayis quotes that Taisus. The Rasha was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes this idea and he says he disagrees. He doesn't agree. He thinks that Mechila would work on Kapara also because Mechila is Kis Kabalti. It's considered as if he made a Piran. But here, by Zashachal Truma B'Shegeg, the Torah says you have to pay Dobah HaRoyli as Kodesh. You can't pay by check. Let's say I ate Truma, I drank a bottle of wine at Truma that sells for $10. So the chaimish will be another $2.50. So instead of, I drank the whole bottle of wine b'shoigig, so I have to give him back $12.50. $10 is the keren, and $2.50 is the chaimish. When I give the $12.50, the $2.50 will be one chaimish of the whole thing. By us, we would call chaimish 25%. And the chumish calls it chaimish. So the din is, if the czar pays the kohen by check or by cash, he's not yaitzi, he has to give back yayin. If he drank yayin, he has to give yayin. If he ate potatoes, he has to give back potatoes. If he ate cookies, he has to give back chita, masorim, whatever it was. He has to give dovah haroili as kodesh. So that's what the Rashi writes on Mishnah. It's the reason why mechila doesn't work by zashachal truma b'shoigeg. Mishnah says the kohen cannot be mechil him. He says it's not because mechila doesn't work on kapora. No, mechila would work on kapora also. Mechila is considered kipiron. Mechila is considered kis kabalti. But the Torah says there's a specific form how the piron has to take place. You have to give daba haray. The pasuk says v'nasan l'kaines hakodesh. So the Tanaim say daba haray liyas kodesh. You can't give cash. You can't give a check. You have to give wine, or you have to that can convert when you give it to the kohen. It converts tashlumin epachim liyas truma. That becomes truma. If the zar will drink that wine, you have to give kerem chaimish on that. Now it becomes epachim liyas truma. So that's what the Rash says. Whenever the Torah singles out a specific form, how the piran has to take place, then you can't say mechila ki piran. You didn't do the piran akos avatar. But whenever the Chumash doesn't tell you what form the piran has to be, so mechila is another form of piran. I say keep the money, and that'll be the piran. Other Rishonim say no, that you can't. That's a pshetl. That's what the Rash says on Mishnah. Other Rishonim say that's not right. Mechila is a form of piran. The first step in Piran has to be that the money leaves my pocket. So if you tell me, put the $10 on the pushkin, you say, put it on the table. You say, put it in my pocket. You say, give it to my son, give it to the oni. So the money left your hand and it went to someone else. So then you can say, that whatever I make up, that's a form of piron. But if I'm going to say, you can keep the money. So the money never left your rishu. So other rishonim say, you can't say that, you can't make up. You can't make up. You keep the money and I'll be satisfied with that. And since it's to my satisfaction, so you paid me the $10 already. No, to my satisfaction means if you give the money away to someone else, you don't have to necessarily give me the $10, give the $10 to tzedakah, give the $10 to my son, to my children. So that's also, whatever I make up is a piron. They say, you should keep the money. Other Rishonim disagree. They say that's too good to be true. That mechila is considered a form of piron. It just doesn't work by the zashachal truma b'shem, because it's a specific form of piron. Those are two shitas here. So if you say that mechila ain't a tzvicha kinyan because it's a form of piron, that's only if the other guy agrees. Let's say I mechil you the $10, you can keep it. And you refuse. No, you feel that I can use the money better than you. You don't accept the mechila. So you never did the pirot. You have to agree to what I'm doing. So if you say the mechila and it's tzvicha kinyan because it's a kinyan chotzer, you always have a kinyan. So you can't do it bal karcha of the loiva. You say mechila and it's tzvicha kinyan because it's a pirot, and so also the fellow has to agree to the deal. If he refuses to accept the mechila, not. And then the third side, the other rishonim say no. Mechila and it's tzvicha kinyan, there exists an institution of mechila. Mechila is neither a kinyan chotzer, nor is it a form of piron, mechila ki is kabalti, but rather the malva has the ability to break the chiyuv. I lent you $10, you owe me the money, I can make a declaration, I cancel it. So you can scream bloody murder, you don't accept the mechila. I was mechil the chayv, so I can do it unilaterally. I don't care whether you like it or you don't like it. I can break the chiyuv. That's a discussion in the Machne Ephraim. That's what the Stipula quotes. Machne Ephraim has a discussion. Can you make mechila bal korchai of the loiva or not? So he says it really depends on these three different explanations that the Rishonim gave for this din. They all mask him to the din. Mechila and tzvichi kin, and just argue what's the hezber hadovah. Okay, tomorrow is Erev Shabbos, there's no yeshiva. Okay, but Lina, the Sunday, I'd like to discuss a little bit the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Tezayin, that Tosis quotes. That's a famous Gemara. So Tosis has the pshat, and then Ban there, Ramban and the Ritvo there, they have a different pshat. So I'd like to discuss that a little bit. And then I'd like to move on to Amid Beis, to Vav Amid Beis, about the three pshatim on the Pasuk in Tehillim. Obatzeh Berach Nietz Hashem. Okay. Tachnava 4, there's a Tosis, there's an important Tosis. It's negated to many other sugyas.